Showing is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
Hey, what's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show. Heading into the weekend, and of course, the big Woodward Cruise.
Ooh.
Right here in the Motor City.
Sounds like a good weekend to go to the zoo.
The zoo?
No, it's not.
I don't know about the zoo. The zoo's right in the middle of it.
What?
Yeah, it's...
Brand on.
Someone in this room had plans to go to the zoo on Saturday.
Yeah, somebody might have planned a trip to the zoo for this Saturday.
Are you joking?
One me, but I'm somehow dragged into it.
Who's taking you, Joey or Trudy or Mark?
My wife.
Oh.
And a bunch of other babies.
Did you put up a big fight to not go?
I did.
And you lost?
Well, I'm still pressing this Woodward Dream Cruise thing. I might win.
I'm glad.
The good news
is that little kids are so patient in long lines of traffic. So
they're literally clamped in a seat.
Yeah, if it takes an hour to get the last mile, they won't mind at all.
The only way I can think about even getting there is going completely east of Pontiac and going all the way around.
I'm in trouble. 696, 75, that's all. Because don't they close the exits on 696?
Why do you want this challenge? I don't understand. It sounds like you're up for some great challenge, and I don't get it.
Most exits actually are already closed due to the construction, especially the farther north you go on 75. So.
Somebody mentioned that all the babies that are going to the zoo are, I guess, they're part of some presentation called Babies I Don't Care About. I wasn't aware of that. I just looked at Facebook Live and saw that. And Facebook Live is brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, which
I'm telling you, that baby could be the star of a show called Babies I Don't Care About.
I think that's what they're talking about. That drop is from the development days, and it's actually out now.
Little baby.
She has a comment. Maddie's.
Yeah. She wants to go.
Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, if you want to get away from the cruise. It is in downtown Royal Oak on Main Street, so it's safe. It is an oasis from the Dream Cruise. And also, Arts Beats and Eats. It's an oasis from that, too, and the perfect spot to beat the heat, cool off, and fill up with signature handcrafted cocktails and fresh from kitchen to table Mexican fusion during the wild, wacky days of the cruise and Arts Beats and Eats. And it's right in downtown Royal Oak between 3rd and 4th Street.
Matthew suggests you take 8 Mile, Brandon, if you must go.
I appreciate the suggestion. I'm trying to.
Why are we fighting to get him in there in less than 3 hours? I don't get the point of this.
3 hours.
What is the point of this exercise?
I don't know. It's not going to happen. And if it does, it's not going to end well.
I told him either way he wins. If you don't go, he wins. And if you win, it's going to be so miserable. Or if you go, it's going to be so miserable. You win because
you can lay an "I told you so" on whoever wanted to do this.
Oh, an atomic "I told you so."
When the kids get real cranky. And this is going to happen. You want to go.
What if you go and then they want to go home the minute they get there, as babies are wont to do?
We're out of luck, really.
We're bringing a lot of diapers because you're going to be in the car a long time.
Infants.
Good thing changing diapers in cars is so convenient.
I know.
Infants love the zoo, too.
Well,
I'm sure they do.
I don't know. Madeline would probably enjoy looking at some polar bears and stuff like that.
Oh, you'll never see a polar bear.
Really?
Don't you?
I've been there many times. I've never seen a polar bear.
Really?
The good news is they can tell you how much they're enjoying it, too. That's the best part, because they've got big vocabularies.
Especially when they get hungry.
But today is the anniversary, the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, and it's just a big deal. I thought I'd see Woodstock shows all over the place. Are there?
No, not really.
Really?
Isn't it always a big deal? We hear so much about Woodstock.
That's true, we do. But it's the 50th. Now, they've had the 25-year concert, which we went to, which was hilarious.
Yeah.
But there's nothing like the original Woodstock to me.
It's
absolutely
a pre-concert nothing. From now on. That doesn't mean that anything goes. What that means is we're going to put the music up here for free.
Cool.
Yeah.
What it means is that the people who are packing this thing, who put up the money for it, are going to take a bit of a bath.
A bit of a bath.
A big bath. That's no hype, that's truth. They're going to get hurt.
Yeah, all right. I'll
but
see you guys there.
What it means is that these people have it in their heads that your welfare is a hell of a lot more important.
Wow, there were boring speeches at Woodstock, too.
Well,
I'll bring the cookies.
They had, in July, they had to change the site.
In July.
And they picked Max Yosger's farm.
I remember they had to build the stage all over again.
Yeah, and they had enough time to either build the stage or build the fence. And they said, well, we have to build the stage because if there's no music, there's nothing. But yeah. If we don't have a fence, we don't have a way to charge people or take tickets. So
well, that worked.
It became a free concert because they were putting
up the fence.
If you'll
bear with us for a minute.
During the concert.
Very fine lady will be with us. Just a while. Now, I've had a chance to talk to a couple of people. There's so many of us come out, and so many people on their way, that we really are over the saturation point. What I said earlier
sounds
is
like
sort
War
of
the Worlds.
True. Tonight, I think some of you may be able to find some way into part of the woods.
They slow down.
I think the woods and the campgrounds and pretty much everything are pretty full. So maybe if you want to, the smartest thing would be to stay right where you are.
Why are you breathing so hard?
Just remember, the things that are set up to make this thing work, as much as and as well as we've been pretty lucky with the rain today.
Oh my God,
things like fences and roads
talking?
And things like that.
Crowd's getting restless.
They're easy things to take care of. You probably notice the
balls.
Fences aren't too high. We never meant them to be 12 feet high and have a guy stationed every 5 feet.
This sounds
that
like going to the zoo tomorrow.
Was about. So tonight, the big thing you can do to help us
is what?
The big
help
thing
your brother.
All of us can hang together with is
Whoa.
Number one, stay off the roads, please. If you want to walk somewhere and there isn't really much of a place to walk anywhere.
Oh my God.
If you want to walk somewhere, please stay in the roadbed.
Stop walking!
The vehicle traffic is the only way we're going to be able to get food and water and the things that we need
Wait.
In. It's the only way we're going to be able to keep it going and keep it in one piece.
It's the only way, man.
Do that.
Was this the very first Dreamweaver occurrence?
Yeah. That's where they got the idea for the song.
Yeah, that's where Gary Wright wrote it.
Funny little things like
Ooh,
the fences
going.
Down here. Which,
oh, my
hey,
God.
Do you know the documentary that's on, it's on demand? I bought it, actually. It's in my purchased category.
Ooh.
If you go into that 36 minutes in, I couldn't believe this. They had the media waiting for Wavy Gravy.
Yeah.
At the airport. Do you know why Wavy Gravy was going to Woodstock?
No, why?
Because Wavy Gravy and his pig commune were the security for Woodstock.
Oh, my God.
Why were the security?
Yeah, why would you hire Wavy Gravy to be security?
Was he a
I don't know, but it worked.
I thought he was a clown.
He was
sort
a lot
a
of things, but he was pretty much of a clown, yeah. And he loved kids. He helped disabled kids and kids that were troubled.
Oh,
I mean, he
got the killer clown!
He's really a good guy, but it's really funny when he gets to the airport and the media's like, this is the security for Woodstock?
Oh, man.
Because it was already, you know...
Good morning! What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for $400,000.
Now that's cool.
Yeah!
A little bit of heaven.
For well, rock and roll.
It's not going to be steak and eggs or anything, but it's going to be good food, and we're going to get it to you. It's not just the hog farm either. It's like the Ojai Mountain family and the pranksters and everybody else that has volunteered and put in their time.
It's about 36 minutes
kitchens.
In, Mark.
In fact, it's everybody. We're all feeding each other.
This food,
we must
blows.
Be in heaven, man.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
And that's when Jimi Hendrix walked out, right?
Oh, really?
And did the Star Spangled Banner? Didn't he do that in
after
the morning?
After the breakfast in bed for $400,000?
Yeah. Actually, it was after this.
There's a guy up there, some hamburger guy, that had his stand burned down last night. But he's still got a little stuff left. And for you people that still believe that, you know, capitalism isn't that weird, you might help him out and buy a couple of hamburgers.
Mm.
Okay, here comes mess call.
This is really good. The stage announcements are so funny. You would almost think there was no music. I mean, it seems like it's all stage announcements.
Donate the brown acid.
Okay, here's
some?
Wavy Gray. Yeah, you can start right there.
Okay. I pulled some stage announcements too.
Tour.
What is essentially on the front of my brain is this hog farm poster, which we're going to be moving all around the country, we being a commune.
Stanley Goldstein suggested that we look to this, this commune called the Hog Farm, and that we should bring as many of these folks to the festival as we can and have them handle our security.
Wow.
So he went and met with a fellow named Hugh Romney.
Look how high these guys are.
Also known as Wavy Gravy.
We've been driving around the country putting on these shows.
Look how many Partridge Family buses there were back then.
With working with large crowds. We were a happening.
Cindy. Oh, Cindy says she's triggered.
You can't get triggered by Woodstock.
Says,
this is
how
cool.
How would you guys like to do this music festival in New York State? And we said, well...
All right.
It sounds like a good time, but we're going to be in New Mexico. And he says, that's all right.
I know, look how high they are.
We'll fly you in an Astrojet.
And indeed, like Dr. Seuss
hats. Of us boarded this American Airlines Astrojet.
Well, they're tripping on that plane.
Woodstock.
That was their pay for the weekend,
we
that, getting flown in that jet.
We all arrived at the airport, loaded up a couple of sets of teepee poles, and flew off to New York.
Okay, watch this.
The stewardesses locked themselves in a little room, and we just took over the plane.
What's he doing up there?
We got to New York City, piled off the aircraft, and there was the press.
Can you believe the press is there for this?
What is the hog farm going to be doing in Woodstock? Whoa. Well, the hog farm is we're kind of a family, a huge expanded family. And we could do any number of things, because each one of us is going to do a different thing. But mostly we're just going to try and be groovy and spread that groovy.
Try and be groovy.
Well, the hog farm has been hassled by security people, and they're calling you security people. So how do you feel about the name?
Well, I feel secure. I don't know what security people means. I never was called a security person before. In fact, you're the first person that's ever called me that. How do you feel?
Great answer.
Security breach.
Wow, no dentist.
There was a picture in the Post the next day. My father called me and said, nice cops you've hired. He thought that I was really out of my mind to be involved in this thing.
His dad saw Wavy Gravy on the news. This is one of the organizers. And he calls up, hey, nice cops you hired.
Hold it. What's your clearance?
There's another.
Access denied.
Yeah, they didn't deny any access whatsoever. That was maybe the good thing about them.
It's a free concert, man.
I know.
And it can't heat arrive.
If you go to 101, let's see, Freak Out Tents. That's Wavy Gravy, too.
Freak Out Tents.
Yeah, Freak Out Tents, man.
Brown
oh, wait. It's stage announcements. Go to like 108, an hour 8.
The only fucking Woodstock song.
The only way I've been talking the last
24 hours.
We found out that this guy was dead.
The shocking news today.
Right, yeah.
This guy's dead.
Oh, he is dead?
He is dead. He was part of the 27 Club, actually. He died in 1970.
What? He died about a year after Woodstock's over.
I thought someone died, but I thought the band was still doing shows.
Oh, they were going to do this one. This
our kids are wrong.
We are still touring.
Look at those boobs.
Yeah, a lot of boobs, a lot of nudity, a lot
she's
of skinny dipping.
Covering up that guy's dong.
Nobody noticed the nudity, though, because there were so many people nude. I didn't buy that when they said that.
Well, a lot of people nude at the Woodstock we went to. Remember the ones getting painted?
Oh, yeah.
That Steve Galley captured for
I interviewed
all time.
That nude dude whose nude penis dude. Was painted.
Ew.
It was.
What was it painted as?
That picture was here on the desk.
Yes.
That was a weird photo.
There were mud people, too, because it rained at our Woodstock. And right. So people were just like this clump of mud people, like 50 mud people. And they would just engulf people that weren't mudded up yet.
I know.
And they get thrown in the mud and they would become mud people. It was like the blob.
It was a completely tribal society.
Is this where you wanted it?
108? It's around 108.
This in the afternoon.
Whoa, man.
Back to the concert.
Sorry, I was off by 7 minutes.
Thanks, Scott.
Get your shit together. Got a show.
Those might have been good 7 minutes. I don't think so, though.
There you go.
This thing was really good. Woodstock, the 3 days that defined a generation.
Nelson Rockefeller's office. He was the governor.
Send the National Guard in.
Communication with the festival people.
He looks like he might be
and
a
Rockefeller was always threatening to send in the troops.
Oh, yeah.
For a festival. a music festival.
They said it was a danger to the community, it was a danger to public health, it was a danger to any damn thing they could think of.
A little bit, but nobody really got hurt.
They wanted to get rid of it. And they were stupid enough to believe they could mobilize the National Guard and move these kids out. Yeah. And I kept saying, there's only one way to do this. That's play it through.
Yeah, right on.
In the end, there was an assistant to the governor who got it. And he said, what can we do?
Just leave it.
That is so cool!
Why are there army helicopters flying overhead? You know, it looked like what I saw on the news every night. And, the pictures from Vietnam.
R. Kelly was there.
How cool is that?
Seeing that they were military helicopters was very disconcerting. We didn't know really why they were flying in. You know, is this the start of a militarization to close this thing down?
Oh, Lord. Black helicopters!
I was standing on stage, and I could see these Hueys coming in. There were three or four of them in a row.
Who was on
and
them?
All I said was, ladies and gentlemen, the United States
Army. The United States Army has led us some medical teams.
There's my man.
There are 45 doctors who are here without pay. Because they dig
45.
Because they dig what this
they're
is into.
Us, they are not against us. They are with us. They're here.
What's he doing? They're with us, man.
This is so funny. Man, were people high
and nude.
Yeah.
That here we go.
Sound system.
Check
this
out.
The only source of communication
no
we had with you.
Elliot from Harvard. The hitchhikers you picked up need the pills from your car. Please go to the information station.
At least
we
got the important information.
What started happening was people would bring messages to backstage. And we did as many of them as we could in between performances.
City McGee. Please come immediately to backstage right. I understand your wife is having a baby.
Whoa.
Congratulations. What?
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Wheat Germ, Holly has your bag with your medicine. Please meet at the information booth as
Wheat
soon as
germ.
You can, please.
Wow.
The information booth became a center. And we just said to people, if you're looking for somebody, you got to go up there.
Everybody would put messages on it.
Wow.
So
look
if you're those, looking
look at that
for somebody,
it's like a rides and riders board.
Or whatever, you can like stick stuff up on there.
Free text message.
Larry Alexander, cousin Al is sick.
Sully.
Near the information center.
We took a lot of phone calls from worried parents, wondering what was happening up there.
God.
And, you know, if it was like, call home, we'd relay it to the stage.
Ellen Savage, please call your father at the Motel Glory in Woodridge.
I definitely wondered if my parents were watching and what they thought.
Whoa, man.
Because after Friday, I had no contact with anybody from the outside world.
Huh.
The Daily News, in rather large headlines, trafficked uptight at Hippie Fest.
The stage announcements really became our news radio.
Whoa!
So we found out what the outside
world was paying
attention
to. What's on stage?
And they would have thought it was an utter
disaster
from what they were seeing in the news and stuff.
Right. He's mired and see if my
boy circumcised or you got those hippie wieners.
Roger Daltrey claimed that was the worst performance the Who have ever done.
You know,
so he decided to crap on it. Boo.
Yeah, I've heard CSN say the same thing.
Yeah, screw
Daltrey
those guys.
Said that. But you know, a lot of festival performances
best,
in those days weren't that good.
It's the best performance by Canned Heat, though.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Oh, we loved Woodstock. It was such a good time.
Do you want to hear more stage announcements?
You got some more?
There's a little boy whose name is Nicky. A young man by the name of Nicky, whose mother is Sunshine. She is waiting for you. She is looking for you.
How old is this kid? How old is this kid?
At the first aid tent.
Oh, great. Great.
Nicky, go up the hill.
No cell phone.
Up this way.
No texting. No
to
calling.
To the first aid tent.
I mean, imagine
or
a
just
world
say,
with landlines. Isn't it weird?
Anybody you pass, are you a hog farmer? They'll get you there.
Oh, my God.
Those people are
that reminded me, have you ever been in Michigan Stadium when they used to do PA announcements for people that were at the first aid?
Kids are missing or whatever.
Yeah,
all the time.
They don't do that anymore because of cell phones.
I wonder where Sunshine is today when she lost her 7-year-old child at
dead.
Woodstock. Yes, probably is. Look, there's Roger. Almost sure.
Yeah, Roger. No, that's
Helen
that's
Schmidt,
not Roger.
Meet Richie and Julian.
It's Michael Lang, one of the organizers.
Mr. David Weatherby, please meet Steve Lance in front of the stage.
Oh, yeah. Easy getting there.
There's one thing that I keep hearing pieces about. And there's one thing I can ask you. And I can ask you personally or any other way.
Just ask.
There is a bit of acid sickness going around. There's somebody out there.
That's why they got the free content.
There's something. You don't need that. Let's not pass anything to anybody else tonight. Let's just hang together. Anything that could be dangerous, let's just forget about it.
Remind them of the free
content.
Let's
just make the festival, not the other stuff. With all of this, ain't nothing can make you high as this.
Whoa!
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
There's a certain amount of skill involved with serious messages and then trying to make it cool at the end.
Yes. To get back to the warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good.
Specifically,
it's suggested that you do stay away from that. Of course, it's your own trip, so be my guest. But please be advised that there is a warning on that one, okay?
Where is Chipmunk now? That's the guy's name, Chipmunk.
Chipmunk lives in Australia.
Oh, we
so
should call him.
I track him down. I did leave a message for Wavy Gravy.
Hey.
I called his camp Winnow Rainbow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wavy Gravestone. We had him in studio, remember?
He was great.
He's so nice. He's a cool guy.
Do you remember the pet he brought with him?
I don't.
He had one of those invisible dog leashes. You know, like the stiff leash. It looks like there's a dog, but that's invisible at the end of it.
He knows all of those tricks.
I know, but he has to travel.
He was a magician.
He has to travel with that.
I know. They were on a big schedule, too. They were going from town to town, and he was no kid at that point. Is he alive?
Yeah, I left a message for him.
That's right. Duh. How old is he, though? He's got to be 80,
right?
He's
82?
Wow.
83.
He was missing teeth in Woodstock. I mean,
yeah.
Does he have dentures, I hope?
He maybe got on a dental plan.
He's got his own.
I hope so.
Guess where he lives now, too. I don't think it's much of a shock.
San Francisco.
Berkeley, California.
Oh, Berkeley.
Yeah, they've been out that way.
He lived in Ann Arbor for a while.
Did he? That makes sense, too.
Yeah.
Well,
he went to some of the early hash bashes, didn't he? Wasn't he there?
I wouldn't be surprised
at
all.
Is that what he was in? Wasn't it?
I think he was part of the Merry Pranksters with
Ken Kesey.
Ken Kesey and the gang and, you know, the Pranksters. Oh, my God, so many stories about the Pranksters. Electric Kool-Aid acid tests. I don't know if Wavy Gravy was there, but all that stuff connects. And honestly, the Electric Kool-Aid acid test, that's a great book to read if you're interested in that period you kind of want to go underneath a little bit. What's that?
Is it Tom Wolfe? Is that who did that?
Yeah, Tom Wolfe. Absolutely.
Didn't he also write The Right Stuff? Is that Tom Wolfe?
Yeah, Tom Wolfe. Yeah. He wrote Bonfire of the Vanities.
He's a great writer.
A Man in Full. He's got some big, big books. I love the way he dresses, too. I always modeled the way I dress after Tom Wolfe.
Oh, yeah, white suit. Didn't he wear white suits? And a
cane. Yeah. And a cane.
You model the way you dress?
Now that I've cleaned my yard up, I think I'm going to start dressing more like Tom Wolfe. By the way.
Oh, yeah, you should.
You're going to tuck your
tie
into your pants?
Oh, cool.
How many wise-ass comments can I get on the improvements to Red Shovel Studios?
It looks great.
You know what I'll do first? I want to run down the lineup and what they were paid. Do you know who was paid the most at Woodstock?
Not Jimmy?
Jimi Hendrix.
On Jimmy.
$18,000. That was the most.
Oh my God!
The Who has to be up there too, because they were pretty big then.
They're not. They didn't get paid enough. I think the Who got bigger over here a little later than we might.
Is that
think.
Why they did such a terrible performance?
They said they did.
What did Canned Heat get? $15 an hour?
No, they did better than that.
That's a bunch of bullshit. We got paid a lot.
I think they
we sweat, but $15 on our check.
I think they'd already had their two big hits. Blood, Sweat, and Tears has paid $15,000. Joan Baez $10,000 because. She's cool.
My Blood, Sweat, and Tears, 15 grand.
I know.
Come
what is that?
On.
That was the worst.
Poor shit.
That's horrible. CCR, 10,000. I would like Blood, Sweat, and Tears to return some of that money. I really think they should. The band was paid $7,500 because they were really rising. Dylan was playing with the band. Janis Joplin, $7,500. Jefferson Airplane, $7,500. Sly and the Family Stone, who stole the show. Sly, all people seem to be played in the middle of the night. On Saturday, what was it? Saturday.
What do you mean by
Sunday?
Middle of the night? Like 2 a.m.?
3 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, they were behind because of the rain, man. And the No Rain chant took a long time, too. Remember the No Rain chant?
No Rain chant?
Did Joe Cocker start the No Rain chant? So one of the singers did, I think. Maybe not Joe Cocker. Let's see. Sign of Family Stone, $7,500. Canned Heat, $6,500. Just above the Who at $6,250.
That seems about right. Way better than them. You said we had our
We're
two
better than the Who.
God, I love Rogers.
Roger can't sing like this.
It's not really a shirt, is it? It's just sort of...
Roger had the hanging, the
sleeve.
Fringes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
They're cool.
They look sweet.
Richie Havens was paid $6,000. He opened the concert because he was there, and they couldn't get anyone else there because they were getting the helicopters. I can't believe how resourceful these guys were. They realized that this was like a pilgrimage. Everyone started coming from everywhere. There was not enough parking. They have an aerial shot of the parking lot.
I flew in on a helicopter.
They have an aerial view of one of the big parking lots at Woodstock.
Yeah.
And the cars are like 20 feet apart. They're just all over the place. There's no organization whatsoever. It's like they could have gotten so many more cars in there. So people just start abandoning their cars by the street. And by the way, everyone found their car.
That part is amazing.
I think they're more proud of that than anything else that happened to Woodstock. Everyone found their car or their parents' car.
Yeah.
So the bands are about a half an hour away at a hotel. It'll take them 6 hours to get there. It's sort of like Brandon in the zoo.
Yeah.
So they chartered helicopters at the last minute, and they're just about to fly somebody in. They realize, we need to start this show, and Richie Havens is there. He only has part of his band, and they just go, get on stage and play.
So he
opened the show without his bass player and without somebody else. Yeah,
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
He was hard.
Well, yeah.
Remember his version of Here Comes the Sun? He had a pretty good version. He had a pretty good cover of it.
Yeah.
Richie Havens, six. Arlo Guthrie, 5,000. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Young was there. He's not in the film, though, because he refused to be filmed. That's no
problem. He always is.
They only made $5,000. Ravi Shankar made $4,500. He should return the money too, or give it to George Harrison's estate.
$1,000.
Johnny Winter, $3,750. 10 years after, $3,250. Country Joe and the Fish, $2,500. They were underpaid because
they had the
Vietnam chant.
Oh yeah.
What are we fighting for?
Don't ask me. I don't give a damn.
Opening pearly gates.
This is Vietnam.
Grateful Dead, $2,250.
Give me an I.
Give
me an S.
S.
Give me an
H. H. Jeez.
What's that spell?
What are they spelling, man?
What? Wait, what did it spell?
Fish.
Oh.
Joe Cocker was a great deal at $1,375. John Sebastian, only $1,000. I like John Sebastian. Darling Be Home Soon.
Yeah.
And his band was good. It hits. Melanie, only $750.
Just stay good at what you're doing, which is, I guess, being poor.
The band, nobody can figure out, why was Sha Na Na at Woodstock?
Ew.
Does that make any sense at all?
No.
Maybe their tour bus was on the way to someplace else and it got caught in the middle of Woodstock.
And by the way, they...
aren't they all over, like, the Woodstock album, too? One of the first albums?
Yeah, I think they skip past.
Bo, 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 bo.
Ugh.
So not the right...
No,
they didn't read the room at all.
They were like a 50s sound, I think. But the reason...
Yeah!
Up the hop! The reason I used the Hog Farm, by the way, was because the only festivals that occurred before then were Monterey Pop, the Miami Pop Festival, the Atlanta Pop Festival, Miami and Atlanta. Oh, and there was a Denver Pop Festival. They all had huge problems with security in the crowd, lots of arrests, lots of fights, lots of craziness. So they felt they had to do something different with security. And it was pretty brilliant, really. And everything went wrong at Woodstock, and somehow they pulled it off. It's like the opposite of the Fyre Festival, because the Fyre Festival... I mean, they were not that far ahead of the Fyre Festival. They had much better acts and more of them, and no resources, no cell phones, and somehow it worked.
Well, the Fyre Festival
was
a scam where they wanted to make money. Woodstock, you know, like that announcement says,
concert.
They took a bath.
Look at how many people. Oh my God!
It's an incredible, incredible cultural event.
It'll never be repeated either.
The two guys who, there's really four guys who came up with it, and it was. Let's see, Joel Eisen, John Roberts were two guys, and John was
Supreme Court Justice John Roberts.
No, not that John Roberts.
Joel, at one point.
Joel had a trust fund. He got $250,000 when he was 21, and they opened a recording studio in Manhattan.
Wow.
Because he and his buddy were, let's invest your money and see what we can do, which is pretty cool for John or Joel or whoever the other guy was. Anyway, they met... Michael Lang and Artie Cornfield. Artie Cornfield worked for Capitol Records. They were in Woodstock. They wanted to start a recording studio, so they went to talk to John and Joel, like, hey, how'd you do it, man? And they set up the they had the recording studio all planned out, and was like, for opening day, we'll throw a big party with Dylan and Sebastian and, you know, some other people they knew because the guy was at Capitol Records. And then they said, no, let's just throw a big concert. Screw the studio.
That's how it started? Wow.
That's how it started.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Joel Rosenman.
Joel Rosen.
Rosenman.
Rosenman?
Rosen penis?
You said Eisen.
Rosen?
I thought I said Rosen. Rosenin? Rosenman?
Rosenman.
Rosenman? Okay.
Nana. Sandman.
Rosenman.
So, yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, they really just, like, were doing it on the fly the whole time. It's so crazy that this thing worked.
Joe Cocker looks pretty hot there.
Joe Cocker was a guy who really, his career changed at Woodstock.
He was sweaty.
Because he was so good. This was a huge hit in England, by the way. Number one hit in England. Yeah. Because the Beatles didn't put this out as a single.
It's also the theme song to the Wonder Years.
Yes.
Wait, which one got blooped there? Both of them?
I was commenting on the person on the screen.
During the set of...
I was adding on to your information.
The Who, their pants. I mean, they liked wearing their pants really tight.
Yeah, Roger's pants were extremely tight.
Quite revealing.
Well, you know why, right?
I bet they wish they could still do that.
It's because of that rule they had backstage.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
So you had to prove it.
I think it was a good rule when
it was
out there.
Enforcing that. I'll tell never you say it no more.
Is it sad
here
that
I am in the tight pants?
Yeah, you could probably say Hendrix was the star of the show, but Hendrix played to such a small crowd because when it rained on Sunday, in spite of the no rain chant, a lot of people left. And by the time it was dawn Monday morning is when Hendrix went on.
Yeah.
And there were about 30,000 people left and a big pile of shit.
Oh,
I mean, just a total mud mess and garbage everywhere.
Is it bad that whenever I think of Joe Cocker, I think of Belushi doing it?
I think a lot of people did.
That's what I picture. I don't picture him at Woodstock. I picture Belushi.
Yeah, Belushi. I don't think Joe Cocker knew he was going to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a good impersonation.
Pretty funny.
And he does, like, the whole song, too.
I know.
It's pretty amazing that they would eat that much time up.
Stacking them deep, selling them cheap, selling cars like candy bars, slinging heaps to all good peeps at Zot Ford in Holly. They're known for their massive inventory, award-winning coffee, leather massage chairs, fresh movie-style popcorn, foosball, great deals, fast, friendly customer service. If you want to support the podcast and you want to save money buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, head to Zot Ford today. That's where Gary Gabara, Anthony, Janie, Stacy, or any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County will make all of your automotive dreams come true. Pedro has agreed with that statement. Surf their bombastic deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
All of your wildest dreams will come true.
And 20 years ago, Dr. Yalow started doing LASIK in Michigan. Since then, he's got 30,000 satisfied patients, the majority of whom got better than 20/20 vision. That's on the regular LASIK. Corrective surgery is about quality of life. It's been determined to be the safest surgery in all of medicine. He's also done the 20,000 multifocal lens exchange procedures, which eliminates reading glasses for those 45-plus and 20/20 vision, or even better. It takes a few minutes. It's painless. You get to throw away the contacts, glasses, and readers. And $1,500 off for Dr. Yaldo. Get a free evaluation if you're interested. It's a great time to save money. $1,500 off with Dr. Yaldo. Mention Drew and Mike. You're supposed to get an eye exam every 2 years anyway, and they do have great frames and great sunglasses if you're not up for LASIK. No pressure at all. 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Okay, so today's what's that? For Trudy's birthday.
Oh, tomorrow.
It's birthday.
Tomorrow. Tom already wished her happy birthday.
Yeah, boy.
Happy birthday to her. I don't care.
Any special birthday plans?
Yeah, I have
go to
work.
Zoo.
I get to work on my birthday.
Aww.
Oh, you gave me the day off because it was Friday. But I'm working.
Wait, don't tell me you're doing a gig.
I got a gig, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, but
so,
it's a Kid
you sound
Rocks.
So pumped for it.
No, I'm excited. It's the Battle of the Bands, so we're finally bringing that to its conclusion. The last five are going to be there at Kid
Whoa.
Rocks, made in Detroit at LCA, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Well, tonight, if you're listening to this tomorrow morning.
I tried to go to Kid Rocks for ELO, and it was so jammed I couldn't get in.
Yeah, it's
was totally
great
jammed.
Bar.
It was
really
jammed.
Cool bar. Yeah.
And this guy who left was trying to get back in, and it was full. Like, all these people had come in, and he's gone, and he's like, right. Oh, but my family's in there, and I got to pay the bill. And it was like, everybody who was standing around was kind of looking at each other like, is this guy full of shit? Is this a real story?
Yeah, or
was he just trying to weasel in?
Yeah.
And I think they did let him in, or they brought him the bill or something. It was kind of weird.
No, I mean, I only felt like I kind of wish I had left that night open, but what the hell? I'm going to celebrate with all those people there at Battle of the Band, so it's cool.
Okay, so remember.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
And I'll make sure.
That is the rule.
All
of the rule for all the bands.
Please say that tomorrow.
I'll have a fluffer on duty. Someone.
I like that you're farming that. You're delegating that.
I have to delegate that.
Yeah, you got too much to do to take care of that.
Oh, no, you have to, like, really oversee what the bands are doing.
today, I woke up to, in this Epstein story, it's like, it can't get any weirder, can it? And the first thing they're reporting today is that he's got all these broken bones in his neck that are more consistent with strangulation than with hanging.
Who says who?
Says every news report today.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh, because they're parroting someone who thought that was the case. Well, Brandon.
I think the
feeling
is... want
there to be a conspiracy.
In strangulation, those bones are broken because of the, I guess, the stress around the neck. However, when you hang yourself, those bones break when you kind of fall and hang.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just sitting there and you hang yourself off your bed, like apparently he did,
well, we don't
I
know
guess
how
those
we
just asphyxiate.
I'm just saying what the news articles are.
No, I know. It just pisses me off because this is what's going to lead to so many conspiracy
more conspiracies,
theory.
Right?
Oh, this
drives me up a
this
wall.
Story, but you know what? Honestly, this story is getting very hard to explain how this guy stayed out of prison for all this time, how he got this deal in Florida.
Well, we know
how
he did.
Those
we
people all got immunity. Yeah, we know all that. So I'm sure people are saying, well, if he got all that, why couldn't those people who got that incredible deal, they got immunity on someone else's deal, which was a ridiculous deal.
I would believe that if he got out of the jail, but he's dead.
He thought he was going to get that
sing
deal.
On them.
Didn't you guys, you read that, right? That
yes.
He thought. He was like, oh, yeah, cool. I'll be out of here. And like, they'll bond me out. I think he was planning on jetting off to the island or
but I can't get over the fact that they just searched the island. They just searched the mansion in New York like 3 weeks ago. What have they been doing? This has been out there for a while. It takes the Miami Herald to get, people kind of know. Oh, something going on. Oh, wow, look at that. Nobody really was bothered by what was going on. The fact that girls were all over his computer. Girls were in his house. What the fuck? I mean, and all these people, all these influential people, are having dinner parties at his house, too. I mean, it's just, the story is so weird, isn't it?
All of it. It's like a movie.
It doesn't seem...
It reminds me of Rosemary's Baby, or I don't know,
there's something incredibly evil, surreal. I mean, it's got all these things balled into one. And you take the current president and the former president... And they're mixed up. I mean, this party video with Trump acting like the biggest dork ever, patting this girl on the ass and going, hey, isn't she hot?
What's he doing up there?
And telling some joke, and Epstein's doubled over. He's laughing so hard. I mean, it's all so flipping weird. And then, I was pissed yesterday. I'm still pissed. How could the warden be reassigned? What do you have to do to get fired? Seriously. Doesn't it seem crazy? Wouldn't you assume, somebody has to be blown out for this. This is unconscionable.
Well, maybe they're waiting to fire her until they figure out what exactly happened.
She's probably part of a pretty strong union. It's got to be.
I don't know.
It
honestly, it just seems like in a case like this, who cares? You blew it. There's no excuse whatsoever for having shitbag people who aren't even corrections people.
Well, what's going to be amazing?
Falling asleep, falsifying records. What kind of a shitbag prison is this, lady?
The amazing thing is those two people are going to end up going to jail for falsifying federal prison records. because they're just lard asses that had to crash because that's not their job.
Well, that
maybe
would...
when they go to jail, someone will fall asleep on their watch.
Yeah, and
I have to tell you that
and they'll get murdered.
That doesn't make me feel. That doesn't make me feel too much better because those guys are nobodies. It's the people involved in this thing who need to be taken care of. And Ghislaine Maxwell, by the way, she's not at this mansion at Manchester by the Sea. Borgie's
Let's
friends
call him.
With her.
Should we call him? Borgie?
Yeah, we can call Borgie.
We should call Jeffrey R.
Jeffrey R. Epstein.
Jeffrey R. Epstein.
We can do that.
How nice is it that the flag at Orgy Island is flying at half staff?
Seriously?
Yep. The flag at Little St. James is at half staff.
Stupid.
The thing,
the child molester's dead.
I know, and now tourists are flocking to his island. It says the AP
says
it's Caribbean island drawing tourists after his death. So people want to go to Orgy Island.
Well, they wouldn't let people on it 2 weeks ago when Inside Edition was there. Lisa Guerrero was there.
Did you see that his former bodyguard gave an interview?
I did not.
There you go. He's a it's right there. He's a former Russian MMA fighter.
You know what?
He's protecting him even in death, which is really weird.
Yeah, there's a lot of weirdness in this. I understand why people are so suspicious because, you know, I don't like it either. This story is driving me crazy.
It hasn't even been a week, though. Let some people do some investigations.
It's been 17 years since he was molesting.
Oh, I thought you meant about the death.
Boatloads.
Yeah.
Well, the death should be moving quickly, but the other stuff, Ghislaine Maxwell, this sex trafficker. We love kids. We care nothing more about anything than kids.
He's suspicious.
Look at what we let go on. Look at what the deal that was cut for this guy. And then look what he continued to do. Look at his work release from jail. He was seeing girls during that. I mean, it's just, what the fuck? It doesn't make sense.
Money and power.
I didn't know money and power that people would look the other way when they knew, because there was no doubt about what he was doing. They knew exactly what he was doing. I don't know how anyone looks the other way for this. And,
bless you.
On Ghislaine Maxwell, by the way, and she's Robert Maxwell's daughter, who's a wealthy, wealthy, wealthy man who ran.
That's
who,
right. Lock her up.
He owned the Daily Mirror?
One of them, yeah.
He was one of the big tabloids. Mm-hmm. I mean, wealthy, wealthy, wealthy billionaire. At the end of his life, they determined that he had stolen all this pension money from the newspaper, or they believed that he did, and he fell to his death off his yacht in a very mysterious accident.
Oh,
I know.
Sorry.
So, I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on.
That's funny.
So meanwhile, she's loaded. Funny. She sold her.
No longer with us.
She sold her $15 million condo in New York. And she's staying at this $3 million home on the ocean that Borgie owns. Should we dial up Borgie?
We could, yeah.
Borgie.
We know it's him.
And just tell him about talking about the Coast Guard.
I bet you he is not answering the phone. I almost guarantee it. Borgie is going to be hiding. And Borgie, by the way, you know, Borgie said, instead of being worried about Ghislaine Maxwell, this horrible sex trafficker, what about this oceanic thing, this little charity that I've got? We should be worried about that. Yeah, you got to be worried about your two fucking kids, you asshole. You're cavorting with a child sex trafficker, you jackass. Well, guess what? That organization he was with was funded by Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh, was that. Hey, look, he's doing good things for the ocean.
And Ghislaine Maxwell, among others, is funded.
This is Scott Borgerson himself. Please leave a message.
Oh, I love this song.
Borgie! Borgie, give me a call. Say a Scooter. Somebody had to call him Scooter or Borgie. One
if
or the other.
If you're satisfied with your message,
can
press
we listen
1
to
listen to your message. Press 2
to be ready.
Can I want to hear how loud the music is so we can tell for the future.
Message review.
Borgie!
Borgie, give me a call.
My God, the music is
The music's cranked. The music's too cranked. We got
to
move
to the hook.
Press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to
re-record. Where's the hook on this shitty song?
I could hit the post on it. Can I hit the post on it?
Do you want me to re-cue it? I'll re-cue it.
Yeah, but he's got to hit the post. So how
message erased. At the tone, please re-record your message. At the end of your message, press 1.
Hey, Borgie. I'm calling from Detroit. We're hoping to get in touch with you. I haven't talked in a while. I know you're by the ocean there, so maybe, I don't know. Maybe we're getting ready to get the boat, go out. It's a nice day. We're going to have a high of 2 degrees and some clouds tonight. Tomorrow might be a good day for a little sailing with Chris Cross and your girl. What's her name? Miss Maxwell?
Ghislaine
Maxwell? No, we're trying to get details on Ghislaine Maxwell and the fine organization that you guys have together. Could you call me?
The ocean.
It's not far down to paradise.
Whoa. That was pretty close.
Wow.
That's a little slime, and there's a better version.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1.
Let's listen to it.
Your message, press 2 to erase and re...
I didn't realize the intro was that long.
Yeah, I didn't either. That's why...
He's doing an admirable job there.
I'm calling from Detroit. We hope to get in touch with you. I haven't talked in a while. I know you're by the ocean there, so maybe, I don't know. We're getting ready to get the boat, go out. It's a nice day. We're going to have a high of 2 degrees. Clouds tonight. Tomorrow might be a good day for a little sailing. Chris Cross and the girl. Do you know Miss Maxwell? Ghislaine Maxwell? No, we're trying to get details on Ghislaine Maxwell.
I love how you turned serious.
Have to get it. Could you call me?
Not far down.
Bad.
Hammer.
I think we should redo it.
Music's still too loud.
That was pretty close.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message.
There's a better version of sailing. You might be able to
re-record.
I don't want to do it again. Too much pressure.
To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2.
Morgay!
I love
you.
What is this? A Jesus voice?
What? No. I mean, probably.
I do love how you built the sort of the momentum along with the song.
I seriously could not remember how long the intro was.
Voice Avenue's version is actually shorter than Chris Cross's.
Oh my God.
Slow down.
How can you slow this song down?
The wind is right, you can sail away and find tranquility. Oh, the kids are soft. Can do
Voice Avenue. Where the speed limit's always 4 miles an hour.
I don't care for that guy.
Me neither. Too soft.
So anyway, this organization funded by Ghislaine Maxwell that this guy Borgie worked for,
right.
And somehow he becomes tight with her because she pays him, I guess. Well, it turns out this organization that she started is funded by the Clinton Foundation.
What?
How about that?
Oh, my God.
I thought that was very interesting. Read the Daily Beast story if you get a chance.
They're going around boasting that they're involved in saving the ocean with the Clinton Foundation, and it's just because they're trying to mask him flying on the plane with Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile.
Follow the money.
I don't know. I personally, it stuns me that they're mixed up with Ghislaine Maxwell in the teens. I mean, after this Epstein sentence was incredibly hard, serious sentences served where he continues molesting girls on his work release.
This vast right-wing conspiracy.
Right
but
on, Hillary.
Because she was immunized. I mean, everyone was immunized. I don't know. Maybe they still need to shut her up. She was on the trips, allegedly, to Pedophile Island with Clinton, Virginia Jeffrey. And all we know is she said that there was a dinner for him with two young brunettes, Jeffrey, Ghislaine, and Bill Clinton.
God damn it.
Just repeating what I read. Pretty weird stuff.
Why wouldn't you think that, oh my God, maybe he's radioactive. I should stay away from him. Was the lure of 14-year-old girls that strong?
No, I think he gave a lot of money to, I mean, that's how Epstein trapped people. He either sucked them in with the girls or with money or with science. He had these big science fairs where, you know, that Minsky guy that's dead.
You really think Clinton was interested in the science?
No, not the science.
A lot of the money.
Money. The jet, too. Oh, wow. I mean, there are a lot of politicians who have done some pretty sickening things to fly on people's private jets.
I was really just having a little fun.
I think they feel important. But I don't think she said anything about Bill Clinton and any of the girls that I know of. Mm. Haven't seen it. I know
it depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
But that story is just really, really.
It just seems sickening.
A lot of power all piled up in one place. And Prince Andrew, too. How is he skating through this so
Especially now that the Queen knows.
Yeah.
She would have kicked him out by now.
They seem to just delight in saying that, oh, nothing there, nothing there. No, 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 that's old news. We've been through that.
Look at Meghan Markle. Oh. She's black. Look how progressive we are.
I find these young royals so boring. I can't believe anyone cares about them.
They're totally boring. Bring back the Duchess of Pork.
Yeah, well, she did come back for a while because she was selling access to Prince Andrew.
Andrew, yeah.
And she was busted on film, and that was like, oh!
Black sheep of the family.
But the way I read the story was that Andrew only receives $500,000 a year, and he can't live on that.
Well, he could get a job, too.
Oh, he's not going to get a job.
Imagine
what does
Andrew
he do?
He flies around the world chasing
women. Cameo. Prince Andrew. Andrew should get on Cameo. The Queen should get on Cameo.
Oh, Trudy and Jabetha. Prince Andrew and
Queen.
Fergie. Prince Andrew and Fergie on Cameo.
I could see the Queen being on. There are new cameos recently, too, they, Brandon?
I forgot of a couple.
I think you had sent a few over.
Did anyone see the new 90210 that, for some reason, Cameo reminded me of 90210 because half the cast
is on
there?
David Silver? Yeah. No, wait, that terrible version, the new one?
The new one.
No.
Is it dying?
No, actually.
It's only two episodes deep, right?
Actually did really well. It's,
did it?
Yeah.
Well, it's early, though.
I saw a story there hailing Tori Spelling. It's because this is her baby. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
She was the force behind it.
But well, where else is she? She's exhausted every source for money, her family, her father's career.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Where else is she going to find money?
American Express.
Yeah. She owes American Express $86,000 since 2016, and they're wondering, wait, you just are on two episodes of a television show. How come you're not paying us anything?
Exactly. I guess she signed a really
short... She's got about eight books, too.
She gambled and signed a really short deal for the show. And now that it's a hit, they want to renegotiate. But I bet she'll screw it up somehow in her own Tory way.
Danny Masterson.
Yeah.
From That 70s Show.
Yeah.
Being sued by four women.
Whoa.
Who say they were sexually assaulted. Two of the women were married to him. Also being sued, the Church of Scientology. Who some of these girls that were assaulted were members of the Church of Scientology and said that everyone who was involved or could have been a witness was told by the Church of Scientology that you do not rat out another member of the Church of Scientology. They had a terrible time getting their cases going, and they also had all kinds of PIs sicked on them to follow them around and find dirt on them by the Church of Scientology. So they are not only suing Danny Masterson for the sexual assault and rape in a couple of the cases, I believe, they are suing the Church of Scientology for stalking them.
Well, good luck with that.
I know. You know, people don't do that. But maybe, it be that the time is now to finally take on someone like the Church of Scientology in a sexual assault, now that people are paying a little more attention to this?
It's also the end of... Leah Remini's show. I guess that's tied into this somehow. Did you know that? Her show's done.
Yeah.
She was blowing.
Isn't she going to do a TV show or something?
I think it's over because of... Let me see if I can find that story. Because it was tied to the Masterson story.
The show was?
Yeah. Her show's done. That Scientology show.
Yeah, I knew it was done. And I heard she was hosting something.
Didn't she go back on that that dumb show where...
Oh,
what is
the old dumb show she was on?
The old dumb show that she was on.
King of Queens?
Ah, King of Queens, yes.
Okay, no. I
was instructed one time to watch that to become more like the queen part.
She gave an interview with the Hollywood Reporter and said the reason she's ending the show is because the church has made it nearly impossible for TV producers and advertisers to keep it going. They can believe whatever the fuck they want, said Remini of Scientology leaders, but they can't just do whatever the fuck they want. Advertisers are not sitting there going, are these religious people? Is this religious bigotry? They just don't want any of this bullshit nonsense. They don't want to be known as bigots. So their first instinct is to say, oh, look, we think this is a crazy organization, but we don't want any part of it.
You're not part of the organization if you advertise.
Well, just tied to it.
Well, that's too bad.
Isn't that crazy?
No, that what's going on is Church Scientology obviously attacking people in those companies and probably attacking them personally. Would be my guess.
She could keep going. She could do a show on YouTube or something. It doesn't have as much.
I thought she was doing something with GMA. Is she?
I don't know.
Or maybe it's a Today Show.
GMA doesn't want all those private investigators coming around.
I don't think she has to do with Scientology. Like she's hosting something on.
Well, I think she was filling in today for, you know, isn't Jenna Bush out because she just had a kid and whatever that show is with Jenna Bush.
The fourth hour or whatever.
Jenna Bush.
Yeah, I saw her on there today. She was doing
nothing's going to happen to Scientology until they lose their tax-exempt status. That's where it's got to start, right?
Yeah. Well, that would be a difference maker.
What are you eating over there?
Denny left some Hershey's again. Yeah. That's Scott Mitchell on, by the way.
Yeah.
Is he here?
No, he wasn't in here.
No, I believe he lives in Utah.
How long was Scott on?
We had him for about a half an hour at the end of today's show. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah, he's really good.
What was he in town for?
He's not in town. He's in Utah.
Oh.
Oh, man.
No, wait a minute. He lives there. I thought maybe he was here because Drew tweeted that it was getting loud.
Drew, you're digging a deeper grave.
No.
You are officially thanked for listening to the podcast. No. If you want to say more, go ahead.
I saw your tweet, and I was responding to that. And when it sounded as though he was here.
I wasn't very clear in my tweet.
It was a cool interview because, you know, obviously Scott Mitchell is pretty much the last time we had a really good football team that had an opportunity to go pretty far in the playoffs. So he talked about that high power offense, which is really cool to hear stuff about Herman Moore and Barry Sanders. And he even responded and talked about the incident with Lomas Brown a few years back when Brown said that he intentionally missed a block so Mitchell could be hurt. And since then, he's apologized, but he talked about that and a whole bunch of different things from his son playing sports and how he feels about that with the whole concussion thing. And it was really good.
Well, if they had talked to him on our show, it would have been on the Hall Financial Hotline, which David Hall and Hall Financial, the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service, big supporters of our show. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. They shop around for rates for you. Some of these people you deal with, they can't shop around. They have one rate. Not Hall Financial. And some of our people have had a problem with credit maybe in 2009 in the recession, which, by the way, how'd the stock market do?
It was up about 100 points, so up a little bit.
NASDAQ that's better than down 50.
It was flat most of the day. But the yield curve's not inverted anymore.
Okay. Anyway, Hall Financial would love to do a refi for you and save you money. And as I mentioned, people who do have bumps in their credit, there are at least two or three who I've gotten very long emails from to say that they could not seem to work out something that would work for them with a couple other financial companies or mortgage companies. And they were able to get it done with Hall. And they were quite thankful for that because it made some people very, very happy to be owning a home instead of renting a home. And that's another good point is that they will help you. If you're a first-time buyer, they'll hold your hand. As Scott Kunith pointed out, Scott had three houses in a row where the financing was done through Hall Financial. They were very happy.
Nice.
Lower options, lower payments, better options, more personal attention from Hall Financial. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. NMLS number 1467435, and the phone number is 248-308-5000. I'm glad I mentioned Scott Kunin.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need to mention Scott Kunin.
Great.
Scott is our best of sponsor, but there's no best of. Hey, what happened to Scott Kunin's sign over there?
Oh, it's over here. Sorry. It kept falling down. There you
is
go.
Is it?
While you're looking for that, I'm going to mention.
Where did these people get the time to make these signs?
Since you mentioned Epstein and you mentioned the Red Shovel Network. ML's got a new show, and because of Epstein and conspiracies, we talked about that, but he really goes into the biggest conspiracy theory in Detroit history, or at least recent history, which is the Manoogian Mansion Party in Strawberry and his covering of it.
That story...
I thought it was interesting hearing him talk about it.
I think what's interesting about that story is the coverage of that story, that... just how that story kept going and going and going.
He still gets stuff about it. You know, people don't want him to report on it. He's like, it didn't happen.
Well, I believe it didn't happen either. And Kilpatrick used it all the time. Say, people say I was murder girl. Am I? It never happened. And he would always use that to say that nothing else was true when everything else was true.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Scott. I'm not dumb. I don't sell drugs or use them. I don't whore around on my wife. And I don't have wicked nude parties at my house. And that's ridiculous.
So one statement was true.
Everything he says.
One statement was true.
There. Oh, one statement. I was going to say, isn't everything the opposite of what he said?
Brandon,
so everything
okay.
in that Scott group Coons of jingle. Things, you should just think the opposite.
You're right, yeah. So two were rumors, but one, he does whore. He did whore around on his wife. I don't know. He doesn't whore around on her now because they're divorced.
And maybe he didn't have a nude party at the Manoogian Mansion, but he may have a wicked nude party somewhere.
Oh, good point. Oh, or maybe he just has nude parties and not wicked.
I don't think he was afraid of a strip club. I don't think he was scared of the strip club.
Let me tell you about Scott Kunith. He's a guy you want to be with. No, no, not without. When you're looking to sell a house, same goes if you're buying. Don't even start trying. If Scott's not in your corner, don't say that I didn't warn ya. He knows real estate so well, he could write the manual. He works for Coldwell Banker. We're manual. Scott Kunith is absolutely essential if you're buying or you're selling residential. Scott Kunith. Call him 248-797-7746. You're just the person he'd love to get an email from. SKUNNATH@CBWM.com. Scott Kunith.
Yeah, Matt Farley for Scott Kunith. 248. Why is Scott now associated with our dear friend...
two most successful realtors we know.
No, what's her name?
Nikita Denise.
Nikita Denise, yeah. Nikita seems to be associated with Scott, which is a good association.
She's a great Twitter follow, by the way.
I got to follow her. Can you check her Twitter, by the way?
Yes, I will gladly.
Hi, I'm Nikita.
248-797-7746 to reach the rising star of Coldwell Banker, Weir Manual, Scott Kunith. If you want to find out what your home is worth or help in finding a new one, call Scott at 248-797-7746. He talks in drops.
Come on, baby.
And he'll text in drops too, or you can email him at skunith@cbwm.com.
He's very nice, very sexy, very nice body.
SKUNNATH at CBWM.
Let's skip past your retweets. We might need the crystal warning here.
Oh, that's right.
Because, she has a couple of retweets, one about a movie called Happy Endings.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Crystal is hard at work on high finance, but possibly away from her desk. Porn is coming soon. Crystal, get to your desk and turn it down. This is a Crystal porno alert.
Turn it down, Crystal. There's some porn coming. Hey, Crystal, heads up. Spill it.
So her pinned tweet says, "Sext orkomi, I'm waiting, darlings." And she's on something called Chat Starn's picture of her. She is pretty.
Does she?
Yeah, no, she's cute.
Does she text with a K in?
Gritk. Yeah, G-R-E-A-T-K. Gritk. And then she has one that says, "Best face F ever."
Oh, great.
It's just a
great.
GIF. Look at this GIF, dude. Drew, come look at this GIF. Trudy, don't look at it. I don't want you to see that.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
She's working. Ends.
That's kind of sexy.
And then she has, "A queen does the best blow, and she will give her a-hole to be used."
Wait, you can do all that on Twitter?
What are you talking about? Look at all your big boob follows.
It's just boobs. Nobody's blowing anybody on my boob Twitter.
Butthole a little bit. Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes. Interesting.
She used to talk more. Look at this picture.
Well, she's doing that?
God.
No.
What
the
hell?
What's going on there? Not bad, huh?
What do you mean, what's going on there? That's in there.
She looks like she's screaming or something.
Oh, wow. She has a GoFundMe for something. Midst of all this porn, she retweets a GoFundMe.
For what?
I don't know. I'm clicking on it, though.
Is this some porn star that was injured in a car accident or something?
Please, everyone, help, even if it's a small amount. It will add up.
Oh, la la.
It's a fundraiser. Oh, this guy broke his neck. That's sad.
Doing porn? What?
Doesn't
what say. Is wrong with you?
I don't know who he is.
Brandon, can you look up his...
Not even close to him. His name is Dale...
Dale DeBone?
Yeah.
Dale?
I don't know. There's very little information on this GoFundMe.
You think it's a personal thing, maybe?
Then this is the picture right after.
You need to fill out these documents.
I love this document.
Just wondering.
How many followers does she have?
Oh, great. Let me go way back up. Let's see.
I like her profile picture where it's just her with a... her mouth slightly open.
Very nice. 27,000?
She does?
Yeah.
Kind of thought she'd have more.
Really?
Great.
Just from our show alone.
Everyone should follow Nikita. Great. She's a great follow.
It's a pretty rowdy Twitter, I gotta say.
Hi, Nikita.
Basically, it's just a lot of retweets of her doing things.
The Drew and Mike store is open, by the way. I should mention that.
Ooh.
Yeah. And the Amazon portal is open, too. I always hope more people go to the Amazon. It seems like the same people over and over, but, I mean, I'm delighted that people go. Because your Amazon purchases do, we do get up to 8.5% of it.
Yeah.
If we have enough people on there, and we usually do.
Yeah.
Oh, I like money.
You know how, like, at the end of a season, they start, you know, cycling some of the summer things out, and they begin to add fall?
Yeah.
So is it time for some of the fall items that are going to be in the Drew and Mike store?
Oh, yeah. There's been preliminary discussions.
Oh, really?
DrewandMikeStore.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's stuff. We need There's to plenty
add
of stuff.
We need to add more things to your favorite things list, your influencer list.
Okay. I'm trying to think.
So whatever your last couple purchases are.
I'll look into that. My latest purchase is my new yard.
Yeah. Let's put that on
it
there.
Looks nice.
Antonio did a hell of a job.
Yeah. Sweet. It's got a brick paver pathway.
That's what Antonio does best.
Looks pretty good.
Amazing.
What is with all the smart-ass comments when I tweet out my lovely new front yard?
Boy, are you thin-skinned about your yard?
Not really. No wonder that... Layla's at the door in the picture.
Yeah, she's barking her head off. It's funny.
No wonder that poor dog wants outside. The power's out again in that hot-ass house. Is that Mags in the doorway? What's he doing up there?
No, but I did see somebody photoshopped Jabba the Hutt into the door instead of...
Oh.
I did not see that. Come on, your house sucks. Then, somebody says,
"Please, why don't you go cry about it?
God, your address is showing in the picture. Security breach." And the next person says, "No, that's how many times Drew had to take Mags down the stairs."
It's a counter.
I guess that gutter that guy hit this winter is still bent. Hashtag House of Skank.
Is it?
Aww.
No, I think Antonio buried it, right?
A moved it a little bit, yeah. And then the next guy says, over under on when those boxwood shrubs actually get planted because they're sitting above the soil.
Well, they're planted now.
I'll go with October 30th. Gutter still not repaired, taking the red shovel approach. It will get hit again sooner or later. That's true.
I want Antonio to come do my front yard now.
Yeah.
Sure, he's good.
He's really good.
Steven says, the plants go into the ground.
How helpful.
Someone says, nice job getting the address in the photo, LOL.
Oh, boy.
And then the other one says, I found the house in 3 seconds. And the next guy says, the great sleuth. Next time he's out there, I should do a yelling drive-by like they did the Star Wars premiere.
Oh. What was yelled at the people at the Star Wars premiere?
Hey, you guys ready for Star Wars? Everyone, yeah. Well, get a fucking life. It's just a movie.
Oh, they were so great.
Someday people will visit this house like they visit the Hitsville house. It is like the Hitsville house.
Yeah, they said they'll
it's
call
about
it
the same size. Do the bushes help the internet work? That house looks like it would have power all the time. Now harder for a car to hit your house.
What was photoshopped into the monkey mobile?
Oh, from yesterday?
Yeah.
The picture from yesterday. Let me go back.
It was Ozzy inside. And then
Big Magic Johnson, because he doesn't know how to make a list.
Oh, my God. Bill Clinton is in it.
The Bill Clinton picture that Epstein had hanging in his house.
It's a weird, weird painting.
He's in a lawn
that
chair.
It is weird. What is that?
It's done by
a threat.
I want
to
say an
Bill.
Australian artist.
It's a threat to Bill Clinton.
So many people have bought it.
Why didn't he buy the pancake artist guy? Didn't he have some Clinton art? Remember the pancake guy that would paint pancakes on people? He painted a really good Drew and Mike.
Unicorns.
A lot of people think I'm selling the house. Curb appeal at an all-time high. Drew is pimping to sell. Looks like the Red Shovel Network money is pouring in. Great zestimate.
Did they change his estimate since the landscaping?
I don't know. Look. Is Mags eating the door? That's Layla. No one has photoshopped Charlie Duff up on the roof yet? Let's see. Bring the place up to Mr. Big Stuff standards. Graph. Is that a snow shovel on the porch in the middle of August? Come on, Drew. Oh, come on, Carlos 23.
Carlos missed the point.
Hope you pulled a permit for that. Does that dog in the window have a license?
That's great.
How much for that fat doggy in the window? God! Oh. Is that Chrissy Metz at the door? Oh, that sucks. Aww. And there's a I put another. Oh boy!
You see the replies on the poll yesterday.
Oh yeah, is the Monkey Mobile the coolest car
here on the planet?
On the planet,
74% no.
26 isn't bad for yes, though. I mean, would one car get more than 26?
It makes his statement false.
But we don't know that we didn't say a specific car is the other car.
The Monkey Mobile is the coolest car on the planet.
And it's proven by Twitter that it's not.
Should we call possibly Karen and find out if there's been any progress made?
We could call Dave back and find out if he ever made his race.
No, the only one we should call is Mel. We should give Mel one let's just call Mel. More
all right,
shot.
All right, dial up Mel.
Are you sure?
Petrudy first. Let's wrap up.
Oh, boy.
I want any Dodge part of it.
And Luke. No haul in the middle. I did haul.
Dodge has cooler cars than the Monkey Mobile. I'm just saying.
Whoa.
What?
Brent, do we have a boner line today?
No, I failed.
No boner line.
Sorry. Oh, man.
Big declaration.
No one's
really
calling
hard.
It.
The dog days of summer are here, and that can only mean one thing. That's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is on fire with their summer clearance event. The all-new 2020 models are on their way, so Zot have got to make some room there. So it's time for the lowest of the low lease payments on your next new ride from Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Been waiting for the summer clearance event. The wait is over. Time to get your fresh new whip today. Lease a new 19 Jeep Compass as low as $166 a month. How about a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $248 a month?
Great.
Did someone say Ram truck?
Ram truck. It's the coolest car on the planet.
We thought so. So lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $149 a month during Zot Summer Clearance Event. The longer you wait, the fewer low-priced rides you're going to have to choose from. So don't delay. Get on it. Surf their soon-to-be-not-massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
Nice.
And did he say Luke?
La, la, la. Yeah, you can do Luke anyway.
Luke also.
Hello.
Luke also wished me happy birthday today.
Oh, so did I.
Yeah, thanks. Happy birthday. Yeah.
Do you like being wished happy birthday?
No.
I don't either.
I hate it.
I don't really, yeah.
But
I hate birthdays.
I know, everybody's got the, you know, it's the right thought, so... Over the past few decades.
They could also just say hi to you other day of the year.
Sure.
Just, hi, Trudy. Thinking of you.
Yeah. I can't wait for Tom's on my birthday message tomorrow. Over the last few decades, if you were goofing off with college friends, or maybe you changed jobs once or twice, possibly you left CBS.
Mm.
Maybe you left a 401k there and you're not particularly happy with what's been going on with it, huh? Drew? Where's Drew?
Where's Drew's 401k? Drew.
Luke is going to make you happy with that old retirement plan. Luke Nowacki's team at 248-663-4748 is ready and waiting for you. We will fix that faster than Gretchen will fix the roads. How is she doing?
She's doing terrible.
Oh.
The roads aren't fixed. That's all
well,
I
know what? There are all kinds of roads that I feel like are fixed now. But the damn roads. Especially the one out in front of the radio station. On Halstead Road.
Really?
Yeah, they're fixing that one.
Yeah.
Every GD day.
Right.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, and services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. And that,
Drew,
is
guys,
wacky.
Where's Drew?
Who, by the way.
Drew?
Yeah.
Also advises me and Brandon.
Full disclosure.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He does an admirable job as well. And he's cool with cars, too. He's like...
good with cars.
Does he think the Monkey Mobile is the coolest car on the planet?
I bet he would have an opinion about whether...
Whatever Luke drives is the coolest car.
Luke likes cooler. Well, oof. Oh, boy. I walked myself into a trap there.
So Drew's going to love this. So Dan Evans sent pretty much everyone we forgot.
Somebody thought it went for like 25 or 30 grand. It actually went for 125 grand.
Yeah, just a whole bunch of mail drops.
Seems like he has a problem talking about money.
So many, it's going to take me some time.
He didn't like...
He paid too much.
I brought up the price of the car, and I think there were some suggestions that he overpaid for it.
Let's see.
I think the bid before my final bid was 350.
Oh, no, so he thinks he got a deal.
Well, he paid 360.
Oh, he
but,
did. Oh.
I bought it at a Barrett Jackson auction.
Ooh.
I'm not sure anybody's really asked him the questions that we've asked him. I don't think there's been much focus on the spongy brakes.
Yeah, well, when you're driving with a canvas roof.
Yeah, what's the rest of that
fun? Somebody keyed, like, every car, and yep. His car got keyed, and now the guy doesn't take it out.
He says car. Oh, my God, there's so many funny spellings of,
car.
Again, Twitter yeah. responses. Yeah. Oh, no, Facebook responses about Mel. And just spelling words the way he says them. And it's very funny. It's some funny people.
I got a car that was customized by two famous, awesome customizers.
It seems to me that anytime he says car, it ends up in a drop. Does it not?
Yes, it does. Whore Island, has whore been established by the spellers?
Whore Island?
Have they decided on whore or...
I liked H-U-E-R. I'd never seen that before.
Hey, we're the monkeys. And people say we're monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We go where we want to.
Wait, is this the business?
Pick up.
Oh, come on, Mel.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. And people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing.
Answer the phone with Mel.
Are we off probation with the fight song turd yet?
Hi, this is Mel. Please leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Mel, it's Drew from the Drew and Mike Show, and we're trying to get a hold of you. We want to patch things up. Whatever you want to say or you don't want said, we're fine with it. But it's a Woodward Dream Cruise. How can we not have Monkey Mobile Mel on? It's tradition.
People say we monkey around. We're too busy.
Come on, Mel, call us back.
Yeah, I've had it going on the expressway like 75.
Ooh. If you're satisfied with the message, press 1.
Oh,
to
no.
listen to your message,
should we listen to it?
2.
Oh, no.
Message.
See if I sound sincere. That's the key.
Mel, it's Drew from the Drew and Mike Show, and we're trying to get a hold of you. We want to patch things up. Whatever you want to say or you don't want said, we're fine with it. But it's a Woodward Dream Cruise. How can we not have Monkey Mobile Mel on?
You just said
hey, the people say the monkey around. We're too busy.
Come on, Mel, call us back.
Yeah, I've had it going on the expressway like 75.
That's gonna kill any chance.
If you're satisfied
yes,
with the message,
market
press
urgent.
1. To
if we can't
market
play drops,
send
then
your
there's
message
no way
with
it'll
normal
work anyway.
Delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2.
I said 2.
Thank you. Your pretty message urgent. Has been sent.
Did Ray Stevens cover the theme from the Monkees?
It's possible. Anything
is
novelty is Ray Stevens. That's his wheelhouse. If he has a wheelhouse. Told you.
That is such canned laughter, too.
He's the novelty king. Well, listen to the laughter on the streak. Don't look, Ethel!
Hey, any reason to listen to the streak.
Running through the pole
vents, so
through the
not
fruits
funny.
And veggies, naked as a jaybird.
Naked.
Over he's still jam, playing to sell out crowds in Branson.
Only 50 people, though.
She dropped a whole jar of kumquats and fell back.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
Ew.
Boogity, boogity.
Is there some canned laughter? Wait, I love this. Love that effect. Almost as good as David Lee Roth.
Just as proud as he can be of his anatomy, he gonna give us a peek. Oh, yes, they call him the
great, I like the sound of the teletype in the song, too. Lots of sound effects.
The great thing about the video is Ray Stevens doesn't overact.
No, not at all. Crank it.
Hello once again, everyone. Your Action News reporter on the scene at the gas station. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir.
This is an updated version.
It is, yeah.
D-I-D. I was just in here trying to get some air in my car there, and he disappeared out of the traffic. Come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. Ethel's in there getting her a cold drink. I hollered in there. I said, don't look, Ethel! Too late, she done been...
Ray Stevens is playing all the characters in the video.
Except for the streak.
Plays the newsman?
So he didn't have the balls to play a streak. He played the newsman.
You are fake news.
Well, yes, they call him the streak.
Hey,
I hate when they update a song. The bullshit.
What are some of the YouTube comments underneath it?
I bet they love it.
Oh, my God, there are.
I know it's corny by today's standards, but Ray is the truest of originals.
Oh,
great fun from a great guy.
Oh, my God, how bored are you?
I'm old school. I still have this on VHS.
I know. There's. I always forget that there's that big pile of sappy people.
Right.
Who just, you know, they just never developed any standards at all.
Don't look,
Ethel. That's a great comment. Yeah.
Ray is so funny.
Oh, my God.
Cut it out, Ray.
244.
I mean, there is a real need for some softness in the lives of some people. They just need the softness around them.
Yeah, they do.
But you know someone's just laughing their balls off at that.
Oh, I know. No, they are.
Funny.
I think I might have thought it was funny when it came out, which is the
weirdest
thing. I know, but I'm just so disappointed that I was ever so mentally... weak and undeveloped.
But
that
you were a
I
child.
Would find that funny.
I'm sure I probably liked Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer or something when I was a kid. You're kids. Kids are dumb.
Hey, do we have the... did you say there was some audio of the interview with Bezos' future brother-in-law?
Oh, yeah. No, he did a full interview last weekend. I'll find it on Fox News. Denying that he's the one that sold the...
Oh,
boner picture.
Yeah, right.
Is it a boner picture? It's a boner picture, right?
I think he sent pictures of his nude sister, too.
Ah, disgusting.
I know. It's so weird.
Hey, it's not a circus.
By the way, this Todd Chrisley from Chrisley Knows Best, the guy with the best. He has the best frosted tips.
I mean, he's got a southern accent, yeah. Too. He's got frosted tips.
95% of his money in real estate.
Real estate.
Real estate.
I'll tell you this much, though. His family's falling apart.
Well, we had to purchase a sex video made by my daughter so that she would testify properly in our tax case. And my son and I will not stop masturbating to it unless she testifies properly in this case.
Oh, my God.
They're extorting her.
She is not,
I think the extortion is that they won't stop masturbating to her video
if she doesn't say
what they
want.
He
probably took a video of himself masturbating to it and sent it to her. His son also...
It's a really short video, too.
My son also punched her in the face.
So this sex tape was with somebody from The Bachelor?
What?
Yeah, it was somebody from The Bachelor. No, I'm going to get hell for that. Like, it's my fault. Like,
oh, you're not done with The Bachelor again!
Which one?
Let's see. I don't...
It didn't say.
She's pretty, though, this my daughter.
What?
Yeah. Well,
that's why he can't stop getting off to it. And the son.
She looks like a more attractive Lisa.
I guess Todd Chrisley.
Oh, it was this dude.
Who's that dude?
Oh.
The Ken-looking motherfucker.
Who is that guy?
His name is Robbie or something like that. He's from, he's on Cameo. I know that. He's just a loser.
I heard, I don't know if this is true, but Todd Chrisley, some people are saying that he wants to get his tips frosted and masturbate to the video at the same time. Just to have a complete pleasure center going.
I don't know if he can handle it. Funny thing is, my pubes are frosted too.
Oh,
just tips of his pubes are frosted.
I have the most deeply frosted tips anyone has ever seen. I've never seen tips so frosted, Todd.
I was going to shave them off, but I thought it would be better just to get the tips frosted.
The hot thing about Todd is that he's not gay.
No, not well. Come on,
he's so attracted to her, but yet he's man. Not gay. He's a challenge. Todd Chrisley is a challenge for a gay man.
So weird. His whole life is falling apart, though.
It is strange when somebody, you know, just seems gay. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with her. It bothers me or anything. But then like, here's my wife.
Yeah. Everyone's like, what?
Wait, you know what I really want to introduce you to is my wife.
And children they produce. Surprising.
Then the wife comes in and she's just smoking hot. Can you believe my wife's there? Oh, my God. Got the greatest titties, too.
She loves to fuck so much cock. And I think.
Oh, Todd.
All right. You want to hear?
I want to go home, put it in her ass.
Of course. Yes.
Can't help myself. She's so hot. She is so hot. Do we have Michael's interview about his sister Lord and her nude photos?
Yeah, it's a really choppy interview, too, because I guess this guy probably talked forever, so they had to cut him up for the show. Let's see.
Regime. In his first television interview, I spoke exclusively to Michael Sanchez.
Oh, his
Sanchez,
first like
Lauren
Sanchez, just belongs all over TV.
Talent manager who was denied being paid $200,000 in the leak to the Inquirer.
A Hollywood talent manager. Who the hell is
her?
Michael?
Lauren.
That's it. That's the only one.
That's all. He manages her. That's it.
Michael, I have credible reporting that the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York has convened a grand jury that is taking testimony in this federal investigation of Jeff Bezos's charge that he was blackmailed by American media and also the alleged hacking by the Saudi government.
You are fake
news.
Can
you tell me about that probe and have you testified in the investigation?
I will cooperate with any of the investigations into the blackmail allegations against AMI and the hacking allegations against the Saudis. And one point that I want to make is that all of the investigations thus far have cleared me of any involvement in the below-the-belt selfies, which are the centerpiece of all of the
investigations. Except for masturbating to them.
I've seen material indicating that Sanchez has, in fact, testified before the grand jury.
He admitted masturbating to
him,
but he says he didn't sell
him. His much-debated role in the leak to the National Enquirer. Michael, did you strike some kind of secret deal with American Media Inc. to sell photos of Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez to the National Enquirer?
Howie, I've never sold a photo to the National Enquirer or any publication.
His smirk means he's lying.
Let's cut to the chase. Everything that I did was to protect Jeff and Lauren's love affair. And anyone who thinks money was the motive is
an idiot. Love.
Well, you
what, just because he watched them make love
the devil,
50 times.
The Inquirer.
It's the only thing that's ever on his mind.
About whether or not there was any contract or whether you accepted money from the National Enquirer. Did you or not?
Well, like I said, since CNN reported that there are federal investigations into the blackmail allegations against AMI and the hacking allegations against the Saudis, what I can say is very
he goes
limited.
To sleep to that every night.
In general, the other room.
He's got a loop of Bezos grunting.
The devil.
Back in March, the Wall Street Journal reported, and I'm quoting here, Michael Sanchez sold the billionaire secrets for $200,000 to the National Enquirer. Your response?
The Wall Street Journal got it wrong.
It was back in April when CNN reported that Bezos planned to meet with prosecutors. An Amazon spokesman declined to comment. I can also report that the top American media executives, owner David Pecker, President Trump's pal, and Dylan Howard, have not been called to testify. But prosecutors have obtained evidence from the company that its executives believe shows they were not extorting Bezos, but negotiating a settlement with his team. Once he learned of the affair, Michael Sanchez had rather low expectations when he first met the world's richest man.
Well, to be perfectly honest,
who cares about your
expectations?
What an ass.
It would have made all of our lives much simpler. But when I met him, he was charming, brilliant, loved flying, and everyone in our family is pilots. So
except for you.
Shut up.
Except for you.
Shut up.
And most importantly,
not.
he was deeply in love with Lauren.
Sanchez told me Bezos
I saw
asked
it firsthand.
For his help.
I saw them make love.
Absolutely. He said that he didn't think the Amazon PR team was equipped to handle this kind of story.
Would Jeff and
our
Lauren
team.
Still marry to their
you
spouses?
You manage one person, your sister,
Bezos,
you idiot.
And heard a top Hollywood agent, Patrick Whitesell, Michael Sanchez says he advised them to lay low. But as Sanchez was near Bezos
nice advice.
When his Blue Origin company launched a rocket, the couple didn't always take his advice.
So basically, it's either lay low or be out there.
I was annoyed because the risk that they were taking made
he's actually in the room with them doing it.
Difficult.
While he's being interviewed.
Keeping things contained.
Did it lead to any exposure or to any tabloid inquiry?
Yes, multiple tabloids were onto the story. And
yeah, that's why he's distracted. He's trying to catch a glimpse.
If they had credible information, we would offer
you're onto the story because you sold it to them.
In terms of the Super Bowl commercial and the documentary to kind of get them off of the track.
Yeah, Lauren charged $5 million for
featuring another Bezos property, the Washington Post. Sanchez says he got the Inquirer to delay the expose for months by brokering a harmless photo of his sister
fake.
That ran in AMI's Us Weekly. The company has said it published when the story was ready. Bezos has said the Post's aggressive reporting on the Saudi government's involvement in the brutal murder of Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi may
have
led that
news.
Country to hack his phone. AMI had published a magazine filled with pro-Saudi propaganda, one the Saudis say they were unaware of. Once the Inquirer story hit, Sanchez suggested a new plan.
In terms of their first public appearance, my
idea
was
why is he suggesting things? He's an idiot.
Jeans and baseball
he told him to lay low.
And just make it very low-key and show the world that, that they're
burgers.
Happy together.
People Magazine was tipped off for a photo of that New York
Audi. Oh,
who
tipped him off?
But the couple last month made an extremely public appearance. Three rows behind the Royals at Wimbledon.
Oh, boy.
The tabloids are still filled with gossip, not all of it accurate. The New York Post Page Six reported this week that Bezos met Lauren's parents. Actually,
you are
her
fake
mother was
news.
On vacation and didn't make the reported rendezvous.
I've been managing Lauren since the day she came home from the hospital.
What? Since the day she came home? Fuck you.
Shut up.
I've always been there to do whatever she needs.
I've always been there because you got nothing else. Nothing.
Protection.
We'll keep you posted on this federal investigation and the coverage of this story.
Oh, God.
Why was there so much time committed to that? I mean...
To that story?
Yeah.
Because...
That's the only interview he's given.
Yeah, when you take nude pictures of your sister and you sell them to a magazine, I wouldn't do interviews either. Pretty embarrassing. Who's on Cameo?
The end of that is the best.
I had these queued up when we were talking about it earlier. There's just a quick four that I wanted to run
okay.
by you real quick.
Exciting.
Here's the first one.
Hey, Brian, it's Bev. Oh, thank you so
Beverly
much.
Beverly D'Angelo?
You know yeah. My first
she
video.
Needs Cameo money?
My Cameo virginity you've got. I'm on my way to Philadelphia right now. I'm in a car. I'm by LAX. I just want to tell you how
nobody cares.
Much I've enjoyed reading this these questions.
What?
It was great working on the vacation films. And it's weird.
Hey, what was it like being in the movie? You
know, what is she charging?
What would you pay?
I'm going to guess she's charging $150.
$25.
Ooh, Trudy's lowballing. It is $100.
Okay.
$100.
I mean, isn't it, Trudy, isn't it sad that Beverly D'Angelo
yeah, it's very sad.
Cameo money?
Sad.
Check this one out.
She dated like Al Pacino.
I know.
Here we go.
She had his kids, didn't she?
I think she did.
Yeah, so why doesn't she have Pacino money?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Hey, everyone. Just a quick note from Canvas and me, Ooh. Scotty and of Anthrax.
Oh, yeah.
To say don't miss the cut I Am Warface, Hawks, and Black Tree Vultures at Canvas Loft Bar on okay. Pool Hill, Bournemouth, on August 30th.
I'll be there.
You
talking
know it makes sense. Be there!
Scotty and Anthrax.
What's he charge? 200?
75.
$50.
Ooh. $50?
Scotty.
So Anthrax royalties apparently are destroyed. I mean,
you read
honestly,
his book, right? You
yeah, I loved his book. I like Scott Ian a lot. His book is one of my favorites.
He pops up a lot when it comes to multi-genre stuff. I've seen him work with, you know, like Jack White and doing things with
yeah, he's
Paul Malone and stuff. It's weird.
He plays bass, doesn't he?
Guitar. I don't know. Here's the next
he's
one.
He's playing lead or bass? I can't remember.
Skyler, what's up, my man? I'm sending you a private and personal message straight out.
It's Ray Lewis.
Oh, shut up, Lewis.
And this is from your father. He want to wish you a great season at Vayner College.
Sounds like Ricky Henderson
and
a little bit.
Play my position.
When he gets the tense wrong.
Linebacker. It's only one way
how
to play that
he
position.
Mentions God.
And that's full speed ahead. But listen, he want to tell you he appreciates you for all your hard work. He is so proud of you. And he's looking for you to knock some heads
and
off.
And 12 sack.
And 33 steal.
So, and the last thing he wanted to tell you is he loves you, man. So look, I respect the position you play. But remember, hey, it's late at night where I'm at right now. And I'm just getting out the weight room. And they say I'm retired. But I say I'm just getting started. Hey, leave no stone unturned. Go to work, young man. Let's get it done, man. It's a pleasure to meet you. You take care of yourself, all right? And I'll be waiting
for
you
just met him?
Later on in the future. Take care of yourself.
How much is Ray Lewis?
I'm going to say
500.
I'll say 300.
250.
He is $300.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, not bad for a murderer.
Wait, is Ray Lewis not employed by ESPN anymore?
Oh, he is. He's got money coming in. Gotta be.
Oh, man.
All right, here's today's headliner.
Ridiculous.
Hey, what's up?
Wait, stop for a sec. Did you hear the person say, go?
No, let's hear it again.
Oh, really? I gotta refresh it then.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
Thanks, Mark.
You can just back it up.
Nope.
Hey, what's up? Dennis Rodman here. NBA bad boy. Hall of Famer. NBA champ.
Wearing a t-shirt with my own picture on it.
Cameo.com. What's up, guys? Happy birthdays. What? Celebrating getting married. Having a baby. What's up? Join me on Cameo.com.
Here, I'm going to play it one more time because I didn't hear the go. So here, let's see.
Gay fucking shit.
Okay, I heard it then. All right, how much for Dennis Rodman? He needs
300,
money.
I guess.
150.
100.
250.
250?
Wait, what about his podcast where he helps people out through
problems?
Oh,
on the rebound?
On the rebound.
Yeah. Yeah,
I
these couples
how quick
either
you remembered what it was.
Either put it together or they're on the rebound.
It was so terrible.
No, it's so dumb. The concept's ridiculous.
Well, they came up with the name first.
Let me see if he's still even doing it.
No.
I mean, clearly they came up with the name first.
It's not even. I looked
May
it up.
30th is the most recent
one.
Yeah, he
hasn't
one.
Had one
14
in a while.
Of them. He's pod fading.
I don't think it's even ranked. I mean, they'll rank like the top 1,500 in a category. I don't think it's even in the top 1,500.
Well, pull it up on YouTube, Brandon. See if they have a new one. Yeah, because didn't we watch it on YouTube?
We did, but I don't see a new one. The most recent one I see on YouTube is from March.
He has really good advice.
Let's see.
I don't find this funny at all. I swear to God.
What?
I don't find this funny at all. I swear to God. I look at this and I like actually like it hurts.
What's our girl talking for?
This is the preview.
That's her.
He always starts the video with a preview. And so,
she was on his preview?
Yes.
What?
The title is Reality Check for Self-Proclaimed Star.
How's that on the rebound? I thought that
she's on the rebound.
Oh, she's on the rebound.
For maybe two people. Three people in my life. Three fucking people in my life. This has not backstabbed me yet.
Oh, I can't work. I can't work.
This should be a great episode.
Oh, my God. The bitch is fucking, oh, my God. She's crippled.
Dennis is going to give her so much shit, isn't he?
She's a pity, bitch. So anyway, you know what? Fucking, man. You know, let's meet this fucking girl. Let's meet this damn girl. Let's go meet Miss All-American fucking, you know, da-da-da-da girl. You know, she wants, you know, she wants the fucking world. Let's go see how this girl really, really thinks about herself. Well, all right?
What are you talking
on the rebound
about?
With Dennis Rodman, guys.
What
check
the
it
hell
out.
Are you talking about?
Here we go again, guys. D-Rod here, Dennis Rodman, man. On the rebound. You got to do one thing.
That whole thing was like a five-minute intro.
Subscribe.
Hey, what did that mean?
Come on, man. Motherfuckers, guys. Come on. Give me the
if we're watching,
rating,
if we're watching you, we subscribed.
All I want, baby. It's all I want.
Why are you yelling at people who are actually watching the show? They're not the ones that need to subscribe.
Yo, guys, Dennis Rodman back here again, man. Wow.
12 different intros.
What's up, man? What do you guys think about that? God damn it. You know what? I can't even say too much about this, man. I'm going to bring this girl in right now, man.
Thank God you're all five and a half minutes in.
I can't believe what the fuck I saw in this fucking... Really? On this video?
These two people are going to break some new ground.
On the rebound. Damn, man.
How far into the episode do you think they end up doing it?
5,000 views.
That's the only way I could see it ending is them getting in their own.
On the rebound.
She is busty.
What the hell, girl? What's up?
She's gross,
though. Hey, how are you?
You got your shit together today?
Yes.
You sure about that?
Oh, yes.
You have a nice little ride?
He is so putting it in her back nine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like Tampa, Florida, born and raised.
You're from like Tampa or you're from Tampa?
How old are you?
I just turned 21.
What? So you just turned 21?
Yeah, I just turned 21.
Yeah, she just said
but
that.
But you know what? So you're from Tampa, Florida, right?
Yeah, I'm born and raised.
What?
Matter of fact, then what's your fucking name?
I'm Jesse Taylor.
Jesse Taylor. I didn't even know that, but I'm like, Jesse Taylor, huh?
Yeah, I'm Jesse Taylor.
So you drove from Tampa, or are you in L.A.?
Drove? Oh, no, I live in Beverly.
He's a great interviewer.
These are the questions you're asking?
Okay, we'll get all that stuff. I get through with this right here.
Trying to disarm her.
What'd you have for breakfast?
I'm going to jump ahead to 20 minutes in.
30 million people watched that video.
Yeah.
And all 30 million people felt that. It felt bad for you.
No.
So I'm just saying.
Probably
I'm just
like 29 out of 30 million.
I'm just they both have very easy voices to listen to.
They felt bad for you, right, huh?
Very calming voices.
But I'm just saying, they felt bad for you, right? But I was saying, but you just wanted that hit. That's all you wanted, that hit.
Well, that was actually real. That was like my mental breakdown. I literally was crying in my house. Right. Randomly just recorded. Like, that was 100% real. Like, I'm actually mental. Like,
she expresses herself so much better.
I literally was like crying in my house.
A meeting on the mind.
It's like she's been to the tight dress store, Trudy.
Yeah, she definitely has.
Go for it another 15 minutes and see if he's putting it in her yet.
Okay. What I saw in that video, you say, it ruined my life, and all that, and all that. That's not that fucking video didn't say, like, you just say that shit. I'll be fine.
No more. Well,
why'd you do that? You're going to be fine. Why'd you do that emotional breakdown and say, I'll be fine? It ruined my life.
Like, I literally was debating on like walking across the street at like Carl's Jr. like putting an application and me like, my life is done. Like, I'm not joking. Like, that's how serious it was. Like, you know, if I lose my internet, I have to go back to working at like. I got offered a job at Instagram, which is crazy.
I don't
care. Like, but they said I couldn't be an influencer anymore. I was like, no, I don't want that job.
I don't know, dude. I'm just tripping on you, like saying, because. You're going back and forth like, oh, I was going to go to
college. He does a great job.
Does he have five endings? Like, he has five intros?
The show, by the way, is... Can you turn this off, please? The show is unranked. Now, he's one of the biggest names, I would think, in podcasting.
How many views do you think that YouTube...
You said 5,000.
Oh, I did? Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I told you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
That's pathetic. I know. I said it, and I don't even remember. Terrible. What am I, Rod?
Yeah, that's pretty bad, but I bet you it's going to be a lot less in another month. I mean, are people going to continue?
He is. He's not doing any.
Oh, that's right. He stopped May 30th.
I couldn't even go home.
Unless he has Kim Jong-un on.
Kim Jong-un.
That's right. I'm on the rebound. Kim Jong-un.
Ridiculous. I got so many death threats.
That would be, that'd be a great episode.
Oh.
With five intros.
Why, you know, honestly, of all the things about Kim Jong-un, and there's so many terrible things that have been said, the fact that Dennis Rodman is his friend is probably the worst thing I think about him, is if that's true, it makes him sound like, I mean, how together can he be if Dennis Rodman is really a great friend of his?
He loves basketball, so...
The no filter.
A lot
guys
of basketball players.
But they're not crazy enough to be friends with him, so only Dennis Rodman was.
The No Filter guys interviewed John Sally, two weeks ago? And it was crazy because John Sally actually credited Dennis Rodman for solving the North Korea issue.
He did. He did. He deserves every bit of credit.
He's going to get the Peace Prize.
Oh, boy. They're covering the story on Channel 4 about the Royal Oak man who is upset because the police stopped him because he threatened a white woman.
She called 911.
She called 911, and the police came. And I, you know, if someone calls 911, I don't really know what are the police supposed to do.
Well, I don't think
they
anybody
have to go.
No one's mad at the police.
Oh yes, they are.
They are,
absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know.
You listen to the girl who is narrating the video. The girl who was recording on her phone. She is saying that the police pulled him over just for looking funny at a girl.
Wait.
At a white girl. I mean, this is all on the police.
Idiot.
And if you see what people are saying about it, it's exactly that. But police going after a black man for looking at a white woman.
My question is, what was the call? Like, do we get to hear the 911 call to find out?
We should.
What she actually said? Because if she said, there's a guy looking suspicious.
Play the story.
Responding to a call from a white woman who says a black man was looking at her suspiciously.
Okay.
And late this afternoon, police addressed the issue and offered a full apology. Coco McAvoy joins us live with a closer look at what's happening in that video. Coco.
Hey, where are the white women
Devin
at?
Myers was just looking for a place to park so he could go eat across the street at the in-season cafe.
A lot of white women causing problems. Barbecue Becky, permit Patty.
Saying he looked suspicious.
I'm not responsible for him.
And now the Royal Oak Police Department is apologizing for their response and releasing that 911 call and the dash cam video.
Oh, cool.
And they got him surrounded.
Devin Myers is now the face of a viral video after being stopped by Royal Oak Police for allegedly looking too suspicious.
Be a modern-day version of the Emmett Till situation.
It all started with this 911 call from a woman saying Myers was looking at her.
It's an African-American male, and I don't know what his deal is, but it's really not, it's making me not feel very comfortable at all.
Newly released dash cam video shows how police responded to the call.
Well, she's calling us saying you're staring at her, the lady over there, so I'm out here.
The officer approached Myers as he was walking into the in-season cafe.
What's going on with this restaurant thing?
I'm going in to go eat.
Myers and the officer go back and forth.
That's it. When you pull it up, I was walking here to go in this restaurant. So if I'm walking in a restaurant, what the f*** does that have to do with me looking at her?
Myers asked for a supervisor.
Can you call your supervisor or something so we can explain this as
The video sparked outrage across the nation and led to a closed meeting with Myers, his attorney, and the Royal Oak Police Chief this morning.
You know, it's scary. You know, my anxiety is really high. It was hard for me to go to sleep at night.
Now the Royal Oak Police Department is apologizing, and Myers wants his voice to be heard.
I will hope that, you know, younger African-American kids or even other minorities or even white kids, nobody will have to go through that again over a suspicion call.
And the Royal Oak Police Department did release a statement. It reads, quote, in part, this is not the practice of the Royal Oak Police Department, and it is not acceptable. The supervisor has been disciplined, and every Royal Oak Police supervisor has received additional training in procedural justice. Now, coming up at 6 o'clock,
you'll hear more. Why did the supervisor get suspended?
I'm not sure, honestly. Maybe because, you know,
I think...
Let me
just say this, okay? On behalf of all Caucasians, I apologize.
Get their shit in.
I apologize for the Caucasian race.
There's so many dumb things about this. One, the woman calling.
Yeah. Well, it
second,
all starts with her.
Second, I mean, I'm almost inclined to go, wait, what are they responding to? Because I know if they're in a hell of a position because it's hard to dismiss a 911 call. But at the same time, it's like, wait, someone's looking at you funny?
And you're uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's kind of like the police in Starbucks when the woman was threatened by because the police were in her line of vision and they kicked them out of Starbucks.
And can you not stare at people? I did not know that.
I didn't.
Want 911 called on you?
Did I get in trouble? I'm going to try it tomorrow. I'm going to stare at somebody.
But, I mean, the call
would,
itself.
No one would call 911 on you. Trudy.
It seems like that call would be a very low priority because of what she's saying. Or the operator would ask her a couple more questions, like, "What are you, lady? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Someone stared at you? Someone looked at you?
I'd love to hear the whole one. I mean, that is just a clip.
They didn't clip it very tightly.
But I think if there's something to be upset about as far as the police, it's that there's like four police there.
Two cars.
I mean, this guy looked at someone funny, and he draws four police, and so it has the optics are definitely.
Why did it take so long, too? I mean,
I don't know.
He tells the story and just okay. Maybe because he wanted the supervisor.
Possibly. Also, you know, he's really angry, and I think he should be angry.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think sometimes when people are, you know. When they are more, I don't know what the term is. I think maybe that response makes it harder for them to just walk away.
Sure.
Like, what the fuck? Sure. I mean, but I don't blame him for being angry at all.
I'd be pissed too.
Yeah. And by the
plus he was hungry.
Why is this chick get off the hook?
No one knows who she is.
Girl, I know. That's what I mean. Why isn't she, you know, Terrible Trudy or... or Suspicion Sally.
Intrusive Trudy.
Well, we'll never know. It's not like she's going to come out and
well, don't
apologize.
They know? I mean, 911 has, they call you back when you call them, so don't they have a record? They know.
Royal Oak Police are being kind and not throwing her under the bus, which they certainly could, and she could be a national pariah. But This is like one of those stories that the Russians were making viral.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really interesting.
Be viral tomorrow.
I thought that was the most fascinating thing I've heard about Russia yet that's very specific.
Yes.
But that's wild because we ate the bait every time.
I know. I remember calling it outrage porn.
The country loves being angry. You're right, Trudy. They love to be outraged.
Yeah, and people are competing to be the most outraged, aren't they?
Yes.
And say the most outrageous thing. I'm leaving the country if...
That's outrage grandstanding.
Yeah, it sure is.
Stop it.
So
you are fake news.
I saw with... how long till football? Is it 3 weeks or 2 weeks?
It's under three, right, for college football?
What's the opening weekend? It's the last weekend in August 30, August 31?
I think the Spartans play on the 30th. Michigan's the 31st.
Whoa! They have the ESPN top 50 college football programs of all time. And the Wolverines come in. Did you see the list?
Are they at least fifth? No.
They're sixth.
Sixth?
Alabama.
Ohio State.
Notre Dame. The Ohio State, Mark. Not Ohio State. Yeah. They got a lot of championships. The Ohio State, Oklahoma, USC, Michigan, and then Yale.
Oh, fuck off.
Get out of here. Nebraska, Texas, North Dakota State.
What? Oh, please. Who made this list?
ESPN.
Okay, great.
Of course, they're trying to be nice to the other divisions. Yeah. Because
did the women's soccer team make the list?
No, they didn't. They're probably going to be pissed.
Did the WNBA make this list?
They
best college football teams of all time?
They absolutely should have, especially after that great brawl last week.
Oh, the slap brawl?
Yeah.
But it happened on bobblehead night of Brittany Griner. Oh! She
I slap you. I slap you. I slap, slap, slap you. I slapping you silly because you disrespected me.
It's not a fight.
Penn State is number 12. Mount Vernon, number 16. Is that a Michigan school?
Mount Union. Yeah, Mount Union's in Ohio, Division III. They're pretty good for that division.
Miami, 17. Clemson, 28.
Union.
Michigan State is 20. No, Clemson's 24th. Michigan State's 28th. Minnesota's 29th. Appalachian State, 34, just for beating Michigan?
Well, they had a pretty good run, too, when they were 1AA.
I was surprised the Hokies were number 38 because they had a terrible, terrible 50 years before the Frank Beamer years.
Beams?
Or
yeah.
Bill Dooley years, I should say. CMU.
Bill Dooley is a penis.
He is a penis. He was a penis. Number 40. Well, the truth should have been my defense. CMU is 41 and Wisconsin is 50. CMU is 41? Central Michigan?
And Wisconsin is...
They have to have one team from each conference? Is it like the baseball all-star game?
What? I mean, I know Wisconsin was terrible for years and years and years, but they've been great.
Central Michigan? Really?
I don't get that one.
Mac school.
Oh, Mac school.
Are you sure? Is there
nothing.
Is there
nothing.
A different... is there a different CMU?
No, I don't
know.
Is there
Connecticut?
Nope.
California?
And then also Central football Montana. Fans have been following this Jim Harbaugh, Luke Fickell beef.
Oh, it's been great. It's been hilarious.
As James Hudson, you know, these guys are transferring like crazy. And he said he suffered from depression at Michigan.
I never told anyone.
And, well, people don't always tell people when they're depressed.
If you want to get a year off, you should say something. If you want some help. One of the leading institutes.
You're supporting Jim Harbaugh because you always support Jim Harbaugh no matter what he does?
One of the leading institutes. Well, I do think it's bullshit.
I'm Jim Harbaugh.
It does never get mentioned about how much he is involved in like mental health within the university.
How do you know that?
Because he's done
mad
a lot
at
of
him?
Things. Why is Eli mad at him?
Because he said that you could fake mental health or you could just say you were depressed and they would let you transfer.
Well, first off, it really shows how stupid the rule is. Because you should be able to transfer anyway.
Luke Fickell said that the team someone is leaving can help them get a transfer, and Jim Harbaugh was very cold about it, and he didn't do anything to help James Hudson.
They can also hinder it, too, and stop them from transferring to schools and certain districts.
All Harbaugh said was, we didn't block the waiver, and Fickell said, well, yeah, I didn't block it, but he didn't help it. And he said Ohio State, Blue Smith said... was also depressed, and he said Ohio State wanted to help him, and he got the waiver, but Harbaugh did not help James Harrison.
They should be mad at the NCAA.
Blue, you're my boy!
And, yeah, Hudson did not inform UM he was depressed, although his mother said he was depressed, and he said they should have known. And then Harbaugh said players could just say they're depressed. So I don't know.
Even that
I don't
was know blown why. Up. Did you hear? Did you see his press conference about it, Harbaugh?
I did not.
Saying that Luke Fickell called him and then was like, "Can you say that this happened and this happened?" He wanted him to lie, which I don't know if that's true, but it was pretty wild story that Harbaugh was saying that basically Luke Fickell called him to say, "Hey, say that this guy had really bad mental health when he was there to help his transfer."
Well, I don't know who.
It's a fun argument.
Jim Harbaugh always wins. And he doesn't do anything wrong.
Except down the field.
They're already 0-1 this year because of his tweet.
Oh, the Stephen Ross one.
Yeah. Which, by the way, did anyone challenge him about that? Did any local reporter say, "Hey, dude, you tweeted congratulations the day after the Trump fundraiser was announced, and Michigan's not exactly a school that favors Donald Trump. What's up, dude?" Did anyone even ask him about that?
No,
but speaking of Trump fundraisers, there's a number one hashtag right now in the nation.
Remind me off the air to tell you a Harbaugh reporter story that I'm not comfortable saying on the air.
Shouldn't have any secrets from me.
CBS?
Believe me, I would love nothing more than to say it out loud.
Hashtag boycott CBS.
That's the
trend
on Twitter?
That's the new trend on Twitter right now.
If you canceled your Equinox membership over revelations one of his executives hosted a Trump fundraiser, you may want to consider your next CBS visit. Hashtag boycott CBS began trending on Thursday following news the company plans to cut reimbursements to women who receive birth control through the mail. How many women? Wait.
I did not know you could hook that up.
How many women get birth control through the mail? Is that a common?
Is it just birth control? Are there other medications,
you know what, though,
too?
Yeah, you can. Through your health plan, though, usually your health insurance.
They have their own pharmacy.
And they gave a significant sum of money to the president's reelection bid.
$35,000.
Every business should.
I wouldn't be surprised if CBS gave to both candidates. I would think they would give to both candidates.
Oh, by the way, that was the thing with Stephen Ross I found out. Do you know he also gave a lot of money to, like, Jeb Bush and Republicans, but a lot of Democrats as well?
Well, so did Trump. When Trump was, you know, a contractor, your ass is covered. No matter what, you got somebody on your side. That's the influence they're buying. Whoever's in charge. Just spend big. The recent purchase of Equinox gyms or any indication of fallout for the chain could be significant. Dozens of people picketed outside the luxury fitness chains, West Hollywood. You know, I saw the coverage of that. There was a ton of coverage of that story. I think it was last Friday because it was announced that Stephen Ross was holding this big fundraiser for Trump, which was like, was it $250,000 a head or something at his house?
Ridiculous.
And people were angry. And then Friday, the news was covering the story. And even on the network level, they had cameras filming the protesters, and I got to tell you, it was a very small group of protesters. The gym was full on the inside. They did say that, too, but I thought, if 25 people are protesting something, is that really a big national news story?
No.
Is Equinox or SoulCycle being hurt by this? Does anyone know?
No, they donated $100,000 or $1 million to something.
Oh, to make this go away?
Yeah. Pretty much. No, I'm serious.
They should have a make you go away fund. Make things go away fund that you can give to that just gives to really nice things that everyone likes.
Yeah.
Like the Star Chamber.
Yes.
The money just goes to the Star Chamber to fund it.
But that's the number two trend on Twitter.
What's number one?
Boycott CBS. Number one is Dale Earnhardt Jr. because he was involved in a plane crash today.
Whoa.
They're okay, though.
I just saw the big fire and all the smoke coming out. Was it touch? It must have been nip and tuck, huh?
Well, I'm telling you, that plane is done. Dunzo.
So did he crash it?
I don't think he was flying it, but his whole family was with him, but they
was
are
he
reporting.
Hot-dogging?
They are reporting that everybody is safe and okay, which is
was
good.
He hot-dogging?
Was he hot-dogging like the
Roy Holiday?
Like Roy Holiday?
Yeah. Or Bebo Russell? Do you remember Bebo?
Bebo. Oh,
yeah. I'm waiting. Bebo has been a year now, and I want to know, when am I going to see my documentary or my miniseries on Bebo Russell? The guy who stole the...
Is that a porn star?
No, Bebo stole that huge airplane.
The plane. He knew he was going to crash, but he was like, cool about it.
There should be a documentary. I just thought, when you're talking about somebody who's... I didn't know. I just assumed it was a male porn star. With a huge
come on. Bebo did have a huge donger. You know why? Because it takes balls to be able to steal that type of airplane.
Makes your dick bigger?
And then, you know, be so comical, you know, when he's talking to...
Oh, I love that guy. No, those drops make me laugh every time I hear Bebo.
We're going to hear a little bit more about Bebo after today's show because this is the...
Oh, it's the one-year anniversary of Mike Clark's last call to the show.
Yes, and during that call, we really talk about Aretha because she had passed her, you know, recently. And Bebo because, you know, Plain Man.
Bebo.
Did Mike drop a... Did Mike have even one...
There's a few of them in there, but I'm pretty sure they're all Mark.
Yeah, Mike and I used to compete.
All inside of it is best.
Who could do the highest? Or the quickest?
I think it always ended with Clark just going.
That's how it would end up. I had a number one hit. Mm-hmm. It's really weird how they do that because it's like, wow, she was saying mm-hmm before the last word was done. How do you do that?
Oh, rest in peace, Aretha.
I didn't finish my wheel. Mm-hmm. My wheel is under my cushion. Mm-hmm.
I'm a hot dog connoisseur and hamburger connoisseur. And there's nothing wrong with that because no. It's all good.
Yes, it is.
Keycalf! Where's Keycalf? You damn near burned my house down. Mm-hmm.
I was wondering that. Was Keycalf?
Walk around with Excedrin all over your ride, my house burned down. Mm-hmm.
Was Keycalf the one that.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Keycalf. All right. Can we hear some more Bebo?
Oh, yeah. I
should probably close the whole financial hotline and hit the outro and have the Mike Clark.
I'm telling you.
The Mike Clark call ready.
How have we not heard more about Bebo?
I don't know.
It's a vast right-wing conspiracy.
I would like to figure out how to get this cabin altitude, make it pressurized or something, so I'm not so lightheaded. Man, I played video games before, so I know what I'm doing a little bit.
So, is he high?
Man, I'm sorry about this. I hope this doesn't ruin your day.
Do you remember if he was buzzed? Was he drunk or high?
No, he was not.
Because he sounds so loosey-goosey. He sounds so at peace for a guy who's about to fly a plane into a mountain.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that weird?
Most
pilots are pretty calm.
Super cool.
Hey, I want the coordinates of the mama orca with the baby. I want to go see that guy.
Doesn't he sound zen?
Hey, you think if I land this successfully, Alaska will give me a job as a pilot?
Absolutely.
Damn it, Andrew. People's lives are at stake here.
Was that him?
Yeah.
Nah, everything's peachy. Peachy clean. Just did a little circle around Rainier. It's beautiful. I think I got some gas to go check out the Olympics. Yeah, I don't know what the burnout is like on takeoff, but it burned quite a bit faster than I expected.
Oh.
I just want you to whisper sweet nothings into my ear.
I think that was in the midst of him puking. Yeah.
I threw up a little bit.
He's up about that too.
About the autopilot. I'm just kind of hand flying right now.
Hand flying it. He'd never flown before, had he?
No, just in video games.
I wasn't really planning on landing it.
Ooh, Clark, we would be torturing Clark with this about how easy it is to fly.
Well, we gotta do it a little bit, yeah.
And his defense would be, well, the plane wants to fly itself. It's the takeoff and landing, which he obviously had trouble with. That would be his defense, right?
Plane yes, wants to.
No doubt.
He would say, I always told you planes are easy to fly. They want to fly themselves.
All right, the Hall Financial Hotline is shut down. Click the link to Hall Financial on our website. Fill out the online form. They'll get back to you and start working on a refi to save you money, as they have so many of our audience and staff, too. If you don't want to save money, do not click the link to Hall Financial because they will save you money. If you don't want to, don't do it or you'll be mad. You can also call 248-308-5000 or go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. And the weekend, the Woodward Cruise.
Yay.
I forgot about the oral history. I meant to read that today, and I'm going to read it tonight if it's still valuable on Monday. Well, I don't fall asleep reading it.
You're not going to read it.
No, I'm going to read it. I'm seriously going to read it.
Mark's in the picture, too. You should see the picture.
Oh, yeah, in the Detroit News. I went to Dugan's the day they talked to Larry Payne.
That is so weird because you're just barely in the picture.
Little Annie's face.
Yeah, Annie's really the star of the shot.
I don't know what I was thinking taking him there. It was hard.
I can't wait to hear it. Brandon, for some reason, feels he wants to challenge himself in the ultimate way by going to the zoo on Woodward Cruise Day.
Do you want
to
come with us?
No, no way.
It's not going to be hot out either.
You drew in a pile of babies. Yeah. That'd be cute.
How many babies are going?
I think there's like four or five.
Oh, my God.
You're there, Drew.
Well, it's a good thing. Like I said, it's easy to change babies' diapers in the car. So if they all have blowouts, no problem.
I'll keep you posted.
Okay. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see ya.
Dweller H.
I think someone's on the phone.
Definitely.
Oh.
Hey.
Who's on the phone?
Is that Mike Clark?
Hey, what's happening?
Mike.
It's Mr. Michael Clark, Captain Mike here.
How are you, sir?
How's everybody doing? Who's there?
Trudy's here. Mark's here.
Hi. Hello.
I'm here. Joey's here. We have some.
Joey's there.
Joey. Yes.
Zooves.
Zooves.
And then, Charlie LaDuff is roaming around the house somewhere.
Yes.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
LaDuff is there. You trust LaDuff?
Yeah, he went to go get a piece of pizza.
Oh, he's back. Yeah, he just went to raid the refrigerator. He found the Jägermeister really fast. So we've all had chance
of
that.
You know what I'm in love with? I found this new whiskey that is just to die for. It's called Angel's Envy.
Whiskey.
It's $55 a bottle, but this whiskey is so good.
Yeah.
I've got a love affair going with it. It's a daily ritual now. And the next time you go to your favorite whiskey store, get a bottle of it. Tell me what you think. It's fucking great. I just remember we can swear.
I'm more intrigued that alcohol's back in the picture.
Yeah.
Alcohol's in the picture. Yeah, I got off the heroin. Now I'm on the alcohol.
Yeah, that's the order it usually goes in.
Well, I have a tendency to come back to alcohol. I leave alcohol for long periods, and I realize, you know, there's a lot of benefits to getting bombed or a little drunk.
I miss those 14 beer nights, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm fired by the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Yeah. Things happen on alcohol.
That's right. And I've reacquainted myself with Labatt Blue.
Oh, good.
So I shook hands with him. So between that and the whiskey, I guess I'm in dire straits. Now I'm going to end up in the hospital with fucking detoxing off alcohol now.
Well, explain the Bobcat, because the Bobcat is part of a larger story. When Aretha's, well, some people suspected her son lit her house on fire, and that required a lot of things to be moved around. And I think, were you flying over when you made this observation?
Well, there were a couple of things there. First of all, I have to say hi to the audience there. Hello, everybody. Thanks for going to Facebook and visiting my page so often and all your great comments. The Drew and Mike podcast fans.
Yes.
Everybody out there. Man, Drew, you've done a great job on this podcast and really built a monster over there. And congratulations. And I'm telling you, it's almost like we haven't lost one listener since being at RIP, you know?
I tell you.
Everywhere I go, people just still talk about the show and all the bits and everything we did. And,
yeah, you two should get a room, you know?
It really is unbelievable.
It's amazing, the little things that people remember, which is why I'm glad the Bobcat came up, because it's one of those little things that I think a lot of people do remember.
Well, a couple things. First of all, I took Mark flying in a rental airplane, and we flew over Aretha's house at a pretty low altitude, and we were doing some pretty strong banks over her house, and that's where we saw, Mark, isn't that where we saw the grand piano in an empty swimming pool?
Mike, I'm glad you that's what I was going to mention. The big memory that I had was that the pool was empty but full of stuff, too. So it was empty of water, but it was half full of shit.
Who does that?
Somebody ran out of storage space.
No, I really want to say that I like her. She's excessive in maybe not the ways most stars are, but
she's the original diva. She's kind of like a rock star, just in her own weird way.
It's iconoclastic in a weird way. A piano in the pool?
Sure.
Yeah.
Was the pool was empty, though, right?
The pool was piano-shaped, but it was full of just junk. Like, she's like, I'm done with this, and just threw it out in the backyard, and it landed in an empty pool.
Put it in the pool.
Yeah.
I'm not filling that pool again. That pool's fire.
Come on, go swimming. You find your own pool. Screw that pool.
Yeah, that swimming pool became her version of California Closet.
What a dump.
She emptied the pool so she could fire the pool boy. You fired. Get out of here. You pull my pool, you're out of here. That pool's done. You fired.
I missed your recent impersonation, true. It's pretty fucking good. Well, then we saw this. Well, then we saw this bobcat sitting off to the side. And why that fucking bobcat was there, I don't know.
So you could push things into the pool.
Exactly. It served a purpose.
Yeah.
Well, I recall,
how long after the fire was
it? It was
that?
A long time. It was months after. The neighbors were complaining. They're like, shit is all in the yard.
Yeah. Yes. The neighbors were throwing a fit because that fucking bobcat and all the garbage and debris. Every time I flew over a house, that bobcat was there. The bobcat was a bigger item in her own mailbox, you know? Yeah, that bobcat was just ever present.
But it never moved, did it?
It never moved, Drew. It just sat there like a statue.
Well, again, not something you expect from the Queen of Soul, from the Diva of Divas, from the greatest-selling female recording artist ever, a bobcat that just sits there for 6 months. You know, it's probably a couple of years, actually.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it was ever sighted?
It was a couple of years.
I don't know.
It was a couple of years.
Do you think did she have an association? Where she lived?
I don't think so. I don't think so. That's a pretty high rent neighborhood. But that house became a storage house. It was. I think she even said, "I just store things there. I don't live there. I keep my clothes there."
Well, you don't have a storage house.
Yeah, and there were just racks and racks and racks and racks and racks of clothes everywhere. The kitchen was full of racks of clothes. And God! She didn't think that was unusual. Instead of storage space, I buy a house and move here. He'll store things. I don't buy storage space. Who does that?
There was a story.
Remember all those contractors that we interviewed about the fiance?
Oh.
Yeah, they got the stench in the kitchen, the garbage piled up in the sink, the food, and the clothing all over the floor.
I just remember the bills were a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a headline story.
And then remember, I started Standard Federal Bank. She was always going to Standard Federal Bank, which became Bank of America. But she had this entourage that would first pull up in like two black stretch limos, and all these bodyguards would get out wearing all black, and they'd all go in there, and they would kind of set the plate for the coming Queen of Soul, who would then get out of a stretch white limo that she owned, that she kept at her house somewhere. I don't know where she parked it underground, where it was, because Mark and I didn't see it from here, but I know she owned it. And she would get out, and then she would have her little meeting at the bank. And that's how she'd get a withdrawal. It was this big entourage that would bring her in, and then she'd withdraw however much money, and then off she would go, you know? And it was the weirdest thing. She never would talk much. And these bodyguarded walkie-talkies going off. It was so weird.
Well, it's excessive. She's a big star, and she did act like it sometimes, and sometimes she really didn't. She did go to Coney Island and order her own food, which is...
She loved Johnny Rockets.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Rockets. That's right.
At Johnny Rockets.
Yeah.
I can sit here.
Yeah.
So they didn't want her to sit there when she got carry out.
That was a late addition to her repertoire.
She also, I forgot about this, I just was reading about, she had a store, she actually did own a storage unit that she didn't pay bills on that they closed up and then auctioned stuff off like Storage Wars.
What she, that would be a hell of a story.
Her comment was, I want my seat was in there. Even though she had owned it.
She ran out of space in her house and had to buy storage space.
Unit, yeah.
I understand, as of yesterday, it's unfortunate for passing, of course, RIP, yesterday, as of yesterday, I know that she stepped on the scale. And it said to be continued.
Okay. Okay.
I got that.
We can go down that path too. The X on her back, and yeah,
yeah.
She was big, and she wore big gowns. She wore gaudy gowns.
Yes,
she did everything big. I mean, I don't know. She was a star. There's no doubt. She was a giant star.
But she was a big star, and she was the queen of soul, and she was Detroit's own, and we'll move on.
Amen. Now, I know you must have listened to the recordings of the guy that took the plane from SeaTac in Seattle.
Yes, I sure did. I've heard all the air traffic control conversations. Very ballsy. You know, once again, proving that anybody can fly a plane. All you need is a little bit of simulator at home, Microsoft Flight Simulator, and you too can fly anything.
Yeah, but you can't land it.
Yeah, that's
nobody true. Can ever land, but they can take off. I'm amazed, honest to God, this guy could get in a big plane like that, to call him a Dash 8, and taxi in a major, I mean, that is a big airport. If you've been to Seattle, that's a major busy airport. And that fucking dude to taxi right out onto that center runway and just blast out of there and get away with it. Well, and more than anything, to go up there and do a barrel roll and a loop, and he really did a great job.
What's he doing up there?
Don't you get into the middle of those barrel rolls? Like, you've done one, right? And you can lose altitude easily or lose control.
Your way of asking.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it seemed to me when he tried that barrel roll, it seemed to me he would have probably stalled it or fallen off the top
That's right.
of the barrel.
He did throw up, though. He puked when he did it.
Yeah.
He said he did.
It looked great on video. Did you? I mean, it looked like Bob Hoover, you know, back at the air show.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
That guy.
Back in the air.
Bob Hoover, come on, Drew.
You don't know Bob Hoover.
Is that a Blue Angel?
No, him and Jaeger, man. Those are the two.
Oh, the Chucker.
Best pilots in the whole world, oh, yeah. you know.
Mike, I had a theory. I had a theory listening to all the
said
audio.
Charlie's got a
Charlie
grabbed
the
bottle of Jägermeister.
Jäger.
I have a theory that all the pilots, because there were a lot of pilots talking about it over the weekend, they were very upset because on the recording, you know, they're using all the official terms like airfield and first attendant or whatever. And then this guy was so flippant on the talk to all the other pilots that they were very pissed off about that. Were you offended as a pilot with the way he was talking on official communications?
Yeah, when he referred to that guy as pilot guy.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was hilarious.
I think that was Captain Bill he referred to as pilot guy. And then it was
did he answer? I don't think he answered him either.
No, well, they were talking a lot of mumbo jumbo, and he goes, I don't even know what that means, which seemed very offensive to pilots.
Yeah. What was so strange about it, too, is how, wasn't it weird how calm he was?
Yeah.
He knew he wasn't going to land. He knew he was going to die. And he's like, you know, gee, I hope I didn't mess up your day. And there's a lot of people are going to be very disappointed when I'm doing it. I want to apologize to each and every one of them. But he was, what was funny is every time he talked, did you hear the part where he talked about vomiting?
Yeah.
And no one acknowledged that. I thought for sure somebody'd say, what do you puke all over the place? Gross.
What an amateur.
There's no official tower talk for that kind of thing, right? So,
no, pilots.
Yeah.
Tower speech.
And what was making him puke? I don't know.
A barrel roll.
Yeah, I assume was... he said, didn't he say something about needing the plane equalized or something?
Well, he said his microphone fell off because he was puking too.
But didn't he say something about going?
Didn't
he say something about going lower because of the oxygen or something?
Yeah,
or,
he was getting dizzy.
Yeah,
he wanted to pressurize the cabin.
Thank
Drew,
you,
that's what
thank
it was.
You.
Yeah,
that's
what a rookie.
Right. And he wanted to. He was asking pilot guy, is there a way to make this thing do a backwards loop or something? You know, where he said something like, can this thing do a backwards flip or something?" You know, it's just. I mean, and he said he didn't know that he was crazy. Until that day.
No one else did either.
Made him, And then what was stupid, I thought, was when he was, he wanted to go see the Olympics. That's all I get talking about.
And yeah, the mountains.
How's the weather over there? And then the guy, the pilot on the other end, said, well, I'm looking at it in the distance. It looks pretty well. And it's like, what, that's your big weather report? You just look at the distance and say, yeah, it looks all right. And what does he care? If I were him, I was going to crash a plane like that. I would have wanted to fly right into a thunderstorm. What does he give a shit with the weather?
The turbulence.
It's my first day.
How high, what was his highest altitude, Mike? Do you know?
He said he was up to 30,000 something.
What?
No way. No way.
Yeah.
There's no way he was, though.
Does anyone know if he was?
It was out of the atmosphere.
And a, yeah, exactly, Ledo.
Was it a prop?
Yeah, it was a prop. Double prop. Was
it's an 80 people.
Maybe,
it's an 80-seat commuter.
Talking about,
oh.
Fake news.
You know what, Drew? Say that again.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Yeah.
The way he got up to 30,000 feet that fast.
It seems a little, I don't know. I mean, if he was worried about pressurization.
Yeah, maybe he was talking about the fuel. Because they kept talking about the poundage of fuel that he had remaining. And at the very end, it was 160. How come he didn't say goodbye, cruel world, before he crashed? Or,
that just wasn't...
Or something, you know what I mean?
That wasn't his mindset,
I mean,
man.
The barrel rolling a loop, and then he went in, right?
He didn't want to make a mockery of flying.
I have to ask you, Mike, he kept talking about how the fuel was going so fast. Is that something that happens to rookie pilots? They can't believe how fast the fuel gauge is going down?
I know. That was ridiculous, wasn't it?
Well, he was up there for an hour and 15 minutes. I mean, you would think the fuel gauge would move.
I was shocked at how much fuel he took on takeoff. But boy, it really went down there. I mean, he sounded like a nice kid. I mean, he was so calm. I mean, isn't that strange how calm he was?
Yeah, he knew what the outcome was going to be.
Yeah, it was a real trip. It was trippy to listen to. I liked the guy. At the same time, I felt sorry for his family. I saw those pictures of him and his wife on his Facebook page, and I was like, wow, really?
Oh, yeah, he had a wife, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He had kids.
Yeah, no, I don't think he had kids, but his wife was pretty crazy about him, and, you know, there was that. But now, people that we don't like who've been flying planes recently, there's the domestic violence guy. Did you see... he took his plane up at 2:30.
Oh,
we did talk about this, and he, after getting bailed out for domestic violence, he went and got his company plane, not his plane, by the way, and flew it into his own house with his wife and her child in it.
What's he doing up there?
I heard about that. And did he kill his wife and kid?
Nope.
When
no.
He crashed
in uninjured.
The house?
Uninjured. No. They're totally fine.
You know what?
And they get a new house.
That always happens. You notice that every time a guy goes ape shit and goes into, like, his place to work, wherever, because he got fired. He never ends up killing the boss that he wants to. He always kills everybody else. He can't find the boss in the hallway, you know? And every time he crashes into a house, they always fuck it up. I'm going to crash in the house and kill Joe. I can't stand that fucking guy. And invariably, they end up crashing in the house, and Joe comes out unscathed, you know?
Joe.
Joanne.
Go Joe.
In this case, apparently he was headed for, it sounded like he was going to make a real good hit and take her out, and then he clipped the roof of the neighbor's house, and he hit low.
That neighbor's a hero.
Oh.
Neighbor's house, yeah.
Shit.
Yep. So.
Oh, boy.
Rookie.
Oh, I see. Right. Oh, God, I bet.
How many?
Oh, I bet that bummed him out. The last thing he probably went, oh, fuck. You know,
Mike,
last word.
Last
Mike,
transmission.
How would he get on his plane? Because I know he probably flies out of that airport, but they said he was pretty stinking drunk, and it was 3 a.m., wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds pretty
so
loose around there.
Isn't there someone there kind of going, hey, why is...
It was a company plane. It wasn't his plane.
I know.
He flew it for his for a company. I know. I thought there was...
Isn't there somebody there?
Why can't... Why
sounds like it's pretty loose in the aviation world, Clark.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I know. It's very loose. Yeah, it's looser than what it's supposed to be, but it's also pretty tight.
This fucker's
dive
bombing Aretha's house.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Hey, I was going to ask you. Yeah, Charlie's pointing out you were rather close to Aretha's house. Could you hit your own house if you wanted to? If you got really upset with Trish. Yeah, really.
Oh, I if I wanted to take my house, I could do it a very good job. I've taken out houses before. I made Southfield Landing. I've crashed in the house before.
Have you?
Yeah, no problem whatsoever, but it seems like every time somebody crashes into a house, they fuck it up.
Yeah, hey, Mike, it's great to hear from you. Thanks for calling, man. People have been asking for Plain Man.
Yeah, well, that's nice to know. So
absolutely.
I had a great time, and thanks for great talking to you guys. Trudy, Mark, Joey. And once again, thanks to all the listeners out there. Thanks to everybody on Facebook, podcast, all the fans, all the people. Really great. People have been so good to me. And our show and us and everything else is just overwhelming. We have a lot of beautiful people out there, beautiful fans. Okay, you guys, I'll talk to you down the road.
Love bye you, Mike. Brothers. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I forgot this song's called Flying. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. This song's called Flying.
Yeah, I knew you'd get a boner over there.
Hey, and it didn't even hit me.
Said yes, I'm going to miss you guys.